days. No mention of rain through the rest of the week. Governor Tate Reeves has requested assistance for those businesses affected by the water crisis in Jackson. A declaration request was made to the Small Business Administration yesterday. Work continues at the O.B. Curtis Water Treatment Plant, and the city of Jackson remains under a boil water notice. The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation is now working on a shooting case involved a Capitol Police officer. The shooting happened near Northside Drive in Jackson around 10 last night. An investigation is in county after a shooting that happened last night on Barker Road, northeast of Pelahatchie. Two people wound up in the hospital. Authorities said one of the victims was shot in the chest, the other in the leg. Police in Winona continue their investigation into a shooting that happened Friday at school. According to WCBI, one person was killed, two others wounded. Because of the shooting, schools in the area were placed on lockdown for that night was canceled. 21-year-old Daniel Cordell has been arrested and will have an initial court date Thursday. And tells us that police in Hattiesburg are asking the public to report the whereabouts of 28-year-old Caitlin Hardy of Sumrall. Hardy is $20,000 worth of merchandise during several incidents from a local Target store. That's the news for the hour. I'm Jim Thorne for 103 WYAB.
103.9 WYAB.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year vet department. He's a YouTube sensation with 1.9 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now, biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon, the Officer Tatum. Or go to my website, theofficertatum.com. Download the podcast, The Officer Tatum Show, on all podcasting platforms. I got a couple people calling in. I want to make sure I get to my callers. I got my grandma calling in. Joyce.
Yes. Oh, thank you. You know, I get, officer, I get so tired of this food of the N-word. And I have talked to, and especially young blacks, for years. I said, if that word from a white person offends you, then you stop saying it. And no one has to agree with what I'm about to say. But the most racist white person in the United States could come up to me as I'm speaking, call me that word. It would not faze me. Because once you know whose you are, we need to stop this foolishness. I have been called a black ML, a black SOB, a black B, and just walked on by. Well, and they called me on the telephone and did this. I didn't even call the phone company. You know, you're not supposed to be on the phone. I didn't even report it because that's not who I am. I am a child of God. And it doesn't matter what you say about me. It doesn't matter. A rose by any other name is just, and of all the problems that we have in our communities, especially our communities, and we worried about somebody that said that, you know, they can find a white person said that when they were 15 years old. They might be 40 years old today. Zachariah of saying that. It's just a word, you all. Please, it's just a word. Just like I did. Remember when they wanted to move the Confederate flag out of South Carolina? Busloads left Houston, Texas, officer. And they went to South Carolina. They slept in black churches on the floor to stop flying that flag. I said, that's just a piece of cloth. That's a tweet. So I feel the same way. We have too many problems in our community. Our schools are terrible. Our children, our black children, are going to suffer more today because all these illegals coming in here, they don't know English. They teach them English while our little children are sitting there twiddling their thumb, and a lot of them don't care. I have teacher friends, and they tell me a little Indian child or whatever come in early, library. They say, I'll come in, and they break dancing, and they fighting, and they calling each other the N-word.
Mm.
we got problems. I just admire you for stating these things. We need more black men to get out here and say what you're saying. You know, I can remember, Officer, when Obama was in the White House, they said, oh, it's so nice, we got a black man in the White House. I said, but we need a man in the Black House. That's what we need. Our young men, if they had some dads in those homes when those children were smaller, then the policemen wouldn't have to shoot them. We grew up with six brothers. Policemen never had to shoot one of them because my daddy was in control.
Right.
You know, we'd be acting a fool. All my dad had to do was come to the door. There were times he didn't have to say one word and all fit in line like soldiers. He was in control. And that's what we're lacking in our community with our young. Prison's full of you. And you want to blame the old white man. It is our problem. We have a moral problem. And I've said for years, officer, the church is not doing enough to address this. So we have problems that we are not addressing in our own community. It doesn't matter. As long as Trump go to prison, it doesn't matter that senior citizens have been killed, officer, my community. And I addressed the crowd today. I said, none of you in here know what I'm saying, but you should know George Floyd. And George Floyd should not have, that policeman shouldn't have put his neck on the dying man. A dying man's neck. Because when they arrested him, he told them he couldn't breathe. But they know that. They know, in my community, officer, that has gotten murdered. If they weren't murdered by a white policeman, and it didn't bring any money, dropped in, and didn't bring that officer, what's his name? It didn't bring him in, raking in the green, like concerned Crump.
Yeah, Crump. Benjamin Crump.
I look at him and I said, you just raking in the green, and these people is foolish enough to think you're concerned about them. And then his old ass. But when we have a problem, like, why haven't we heard more of you, Larry Elder? Why haven't we heard more of you when it's a controversial thing going on? Who did it bring out? Al Sharpton and Lawyer Crump.
Yeah, I agree, Joyce.
Raking in the green.
I agree, Joyce. Thank you so much for the call. I called Joyce my grandma. She's not my real grandma, but I look at her like a grandma. Because I just love what Joyce said every time, because you got to think that's wisdom. That's wisdom. You know, alive much longer than I have been and can explain the things that I know I see today. I'm not blind. And it's very sad that we don't have control of our communities anymore. We just let them go by the wayside. And when Joyce had said that go to the library early and study and all this, and the black kids in there fighting and dancing and doing all kind of stuff. I went to the schools. I went to, and at the time we all think it's fine. We think it's cool. We think it's funny. We swagged out. You know, we having fun. Ain't nobody tell us what to do. But we can't see it from the lens of an adult looking back and saying, you should be getting your education. You know, because we can pump our chest and say, our ancestors did this, and our ancestors did this. But what are we doing to thank our ancestors for what they have put up with or something? Like, you know, the slaves couldn't read. And the slaves didn't have access to education and material, you know, snuck it. And you know, but that was very rare. But now we have access to everything, and we won't pick a book up. Black people were in this country because we had the right to vote. Then they took our right, and then we got it back. But black people were fighting for the right to vote and be treated fairly. And now we have to vote. We don't even go out to vote. I mean, I just think that, you know, Martin Luther King said, even though I don't agree with everything Martin Luther King said and did, statement to say we should judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And most people don't remember nothing else he said. But if you remember that much, and you're Martin Luther King Boulevard, you got Martin Luther King Boulevard, then why don't you apply any of those elements of what the person that you admire said? We should not be talking about white or none of that. We should be talking about the character of somebody's, the content of somebody's character. We shouldn't be talking about the white cops, black cops, or not. If the cop is bad, I don't care what color he is. He needs to get fired or go to jail or both. guy working on a job or the owner of the Suns is white or not. If your content is bad, character is bad, then that's just what it is. You're a bad person. Or I won't say you're a bad person. You have bad behavior. The person from the actions, because people can always change. And then their actions will follow suit. When I got saved, I changed. I wasn't intuitive with the actions that I did. And they have consequences, but that doesn't mean I have to always act a certain way because I started out that way. But I just love when Jordan's like my grandmother talking to me about politics and telling me, Brandon, you're right about this. You, even though you still are on point, and these are the things that I experienced before you were alive. Y'all hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Heather Tatum Show. Common sense in an uncommon way. Act like you know.
The first conscious act of people is to let them know who they are.
From executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone comes Uncle Tom's true history of Black America.
There is no country in this world that a Black person would rather be, unless, of course, they grow up in this country.
Black lives matter. Uncle Tom, too, uncovers the Marxist plot to demoralize America using false racial tint capitalism. Replace God with government, turning Black prosperity, faith, and patriotism into a perceived state of discontent.
There was an intention to use Black people to affect change.
They're fed a lie that is so deceptive, they actually of that which is true.
Uncle Tom, too, with Brandon Tatum, Fody Bauckham, and Chad O'Jackson. Watch on demand or buy the DVD at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've gotten a whole lot stronger. I've built up my whole energy system.
I just feel really good. I mean, I'm 88 years old, and I feel good. I think it's given me more energy.
I do definitely notice that I don't feel as tired and mentally. My head feels clear, and I have energy to do things, like outside.
We like your products. We use it all well, and we thank you. We see more energy, and we just feel better all the time.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer. WYAB.
Hi, it's Bruce from iGear Optical, and I'm here to help you watch your grandson every detail of your daughter's wedding, quit squinting on your daily commute, reduce eye strain from computer work, or just read a restaurant menu. Prescription sunglasses. I'm not here to sell you a pair of glasses. I'm here to fit your glasses to you, your lifestyle, and your budget. Come see me at Optical, 2630 Highway 80 East in Pearl.
Tri-County Tree Service, the Jackson Metro's premier company to handle tree service needs. Russ Borland and his team specialize in large tree, low-impact removal. Tri-County Tree Service has the right equipment to handle the most technical trim jobs or tree removals. Storm damage can happen year-round, so let them clean it up and they'll deal with it. Tri-County Tree Service, by phone at 601-TREE-GUY or online at tricotreeservice.com. That's Trico Tree Service.
Where is he?
I don't know. I keep looking, but I can't spot him.
It just rained. He's bound to be somewhere.
No!
Let Watkins Construction handle him. Lurk the Leak is known for causing serious damage to your home and property, so make sure you call the experts at Watkins Construction. Don. Watkins offers no leak warranties ranging from 10 to 50 years on new roof replacements. Learn more at nomoreroofleaks.com. Watkins Construction.
68233. Hi, this is Leslie with Starry Trailer Sales. You can look at our website, trailerbuy.com, and check out the they already priced for you. We have close to $100,000 worth of trailer parts in stock. We finished up our inventory, and there's a whole lot else, so we are going to have it all out front so that you can look at it easier, pull it all out from the back stock and bring it out front. TrailerBuy.com, 601-373-1615.
This is Central Mississippi's Stimulating Talk.
1039 WPB, Pocahontas, Jackson.
The following is an extension of 103.9 WYAB Sports, Jackson Sports Play-by-Play Leader.
The Braves are champions of the Southern League! It's over! And the
first time in 13 years, the Mississippi Braves are league champions.
On 103.9 WYAB, where championships are won. M-Braves Baseball is brought to you by Merit Health, Mississippi 811, Farm Bureau, Mississippi Farm Families, Southern Beverage, Regents Golf, Shivers Construction, Pyrotechnico, Clark Beverage, and Trustmark. Welcome to show. Here's Jack Sadegan and the voice of the Mississippi Braves, Chris Harris.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining the Buffalo Wild Wings pregame show. Jack Sadegan alongside Chris Harris. It's the final home series of the season in 2022, and it's starting to feel a little bit more like fall here on Pearl, Mississippi. A beautiful day for some baseball, and we start a six-game set against the Montgomery Biscuits from Tuesday to Sunday. A great pregame show on tap to kick off this series includes some M-Braves news and notes. We'll update you on all the latest with Mississippi, including Drew Luck, some records, Andrew Moritz getting a nice achievement this past week, and some other stuff going on this weekend. Also an organizational report, as well as tonight's pitching matchup. Mississippi comes into this series, the last series of the season. They're 30-31 in the second half. They lost the last four games of their series at Biloxi this past week, eliminating them from the postseason on Sunday. Montgomery is 67-39-24. They've been dominating the second half, and they clinched on Sunday with their win over Rocket City, and they are the last team in the postseason sneaking into that second spot in the South Division. They will play Pensacola. Meanwhile, he will play each other for the North Division title. All right, Stouts, this being the final series of the season, some cool stuff going on at Trustmark Park this week. On Austin Riley, number 13, on Friday to the first 1,000 fans. We have a mega fireworks show on Saturday night after the game. The biggest win post-game Saturday, and on Sunday, back by popular demand, a 2021 World Series replica ring. First 1,000 fans will get that giveaway on the final game of the season, Sunday. Drew Lugbaugh broke the single-season record for Mississippi this past week. His 27th homer of the season, and Mike Hessman, he's now broken three records this season. He broke the RBI in a single game record with seven RBIs. Second, he also broke the M-Braves' career home run record at Montgomery on June 21st. He has 45 as a Mississippi Brave. Andrew Moritz was just the second Brave to win Southern League Player of the Week this past in the series against Biloxi. A couple home runs, three doubles, five RBIs, seven runs, and just four games. Most Tuesday and Wednesday combined to go 8-for-10 with 2 4-hit games. Finished a triple shy of the cycle in both of those games. Tuesday he would have gotten the cycle, but he unfortunately slipped going around second base and had to settle for a doubles on Tuesday. Probably would have had that triple and would have had the cycle. But still, what a week for Andrew Moritz and a well honor earning Southern League Player of the Week. Riley Delgado continues to swing the bat well. Not only is he top 10 in the league with a 270 batting average, he has a 14-game on-base streak, just one of a few streaks he's had rolling this season. For Delgado, he has had an 8-game hit streak on July 4th, also an 11-game hit streak early in the season, May 13th to May 25th. The M-Braves are playing a Montgomery team they've struggled against this season, 1-4 overall in the series against Montgomery, 9-15 on the season. Their lone series win came from April 26th to May 1st, but they had two ninth-inning comebacks, a Riley Delgado, two runs, and in Game 5 of that series and in Game 6, Jalen Miller hit a grand slam in extra innings to lift the M-Braves over the Biscuits. So They have a lot of comeback wins this season, and 5 of their 10 comeback wins in the 8th inning or later have come. Braves news and notes. We'll step aside, come back, tell you more about the Atlanta Braves organization, what's been going on with the big league club, Opaz, what's happening with the affiliates this week. Augusta just wrapped up their season on Sunday. Pitching matchup coming as well. This is the Buffalo Wild Wings pre-KB.
Hey, guys, it's buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday at Buffalo Wild Wings. And guess what?
You're going to be...
No, it's Boneless Thursdays, which means free wings.
You'd be a great dad.
Buy one, get one free at Buffalo Wild Wings. Buy one, get one of equal value free at participating locations for a limited time. While supplies last, limit one, not valid with other offers, side supply, delivery and takeout valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website or app. Fees may apply.
Hey, guys, it's buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday at Buffalo... What?
You're going to be a dad?
What? No. It's Boneless Thursdays, which means free wings.
You buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Only at Buffalo Wild Wings. Buy one, get one of equal value free at participating locations for a limited time. Other offers, size exclusions apply. Delivery and takeout valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website or app. Fees may apply.
Be bigger, be bolder, and make your truck into a statement. Patience to serve you in Flowood, Gluckstadt, and Pearl. Rick's Pro Truck carries all the top lines in truck accessories, as well as for commercials. It's been your premier truck accessory location for decades. We've got you covered, from suspension and lifts to wheels and tires, step bars, and more. Get to ricksprotruck.net, sales and other offers. Rick's Pro Truck in Flowood and Gluckstadt. And now in their new location on Highway 80 East in Pearl.
1039 WYAB, home of the Braves.
Wings pregame show, game one of six, the final series of the 2022 season for Mississippi. Got six games against the Biscuits at Trustmark Park. Let's go ahead and jump into our organization, the Braves organization. We'll start with the big league club, who has actually lost three in a row after winning seven straight. They dropped the six last night, 3-2. Spencer Strider in five innings gave up three runs, two of those earned, which is actually one of his average starts, believe it or not, on the 2022 season. He's still an NL Rookie of the Year front runner. That was enough for the jumping lead. Alex Cobb tossed seven shutout innings for San Francisco, and Dansby Swanson got a two-run single in the eighth inning to make it three. Quite enough for the Atlanta Braves. We'll get another crack at it in San Francisco tonight in the second of three. Season on Sunday. And it ended up 69-62. They did not make the postseason, playing out of the for the Augusta Green Jackets, the low-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Still playing this week. Rome against both series of the season. Gwinnett faces off against Durham at home. They'll have nine games after their series this week. Let's go ahead and take a look at tonight's pitching matchup. We'll start with the Montgomery Biscuits. They're bringing out Wackus, 23-year-old from Houston, Texas. He's 6'4", 215 pounds, a second-round pick from Texas A&M. He was named an All-American in 2019, really jumped on everybody's radar, Texas A&M, when he had a 2.70 ERA in the Aggies' rotation. So after being drafted, he was on track for Tampa Bay, and was in high A Bowling Green to start this season, a 2.94 ERA to double A Montgomery on May 18th. And in 18 games, 16 of those starts, 2-6, a 5.67 ERA, 43 walks to 65 strikeouts. He did have five shutout innings in his last 22nd, but has been getting banged up recently. A lot of inconsistency from Coxsackis. You'll see a fastball, a slider, and a him. For the M Braves, they'll start Alan Winans, a 26-year-old from Bakersfield, California. He's 6 foot on the right-hander, was a Rule 5 pickup from the New York Mets in December. And turning him into a starter this season, he got hurt early on after starting the season with Gwinnett, but has really turned it around since coming off rehab, been able to stretch out his arm rather quickly, and at seven starts from Mississippi, despite a 1-4 record, a 2.8, also an impressive strikeout to walk walk ratio, 34 strikeouts to 8 walks in 37 and a third. He's given up just 2 in his last 10 innings over his past 2 starts. He has been very, very consistent for Mississippi. Able to use it. He has a pretty standard starter's arsenal. Fastball, slider, changeup, mostly what you'll see from Winans. Just his 12th as he was turned into a starter this season. So it's John Doxakis, the left-hander, against Alan Winans, the right-hander, to start this series between Mississippi and Montgomery. Newly set for the national anthem on the Buffalo Wild Wings pregame show. Starting lineups and first pitch right after this short break.
Right now is the best time for appliances, and lower your energy bill with smart choice rebates from Atmos Energy. As an Atmos Energy customer in Mississippi, you'll save up to $50 when you buy select high-efficiency natural gas appliances. So use less energy and help keep our planet green. Call 816-6267 or visit atmosenergy.com/smartchoicems for details. Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Venable Glass is your local glass expert. From offering residential to automotive and commercial glass, can do it all. Windshield repair, replacement of shower doors and mirrors, and everything in between. What sets Venable Glass apart is unmatched customer service. Don't forget, tell your insurance company you want to use Venable Glass. And remember, you do have a choice. Let Venable Glass work in Ridgeland or Brandon for a free estimate, or visit us online at VenableGlass.com.
Bravo is celebrating its 28th anniversary this year, and memories and great meals we've shared with thousands of diners throughout the state and the nation. Bravo, truly a Mississippi landmark, and we're thankful for all Tuesday through Sunday at 11 a.m. each day. Takeout is available as well as curbside delivery. At Bravo, catering is always a great idea, and we can get the perfect menu and service for your special day. Bravo Italian Restaurant and Bar, a Jackson favorite for almost 3 decades. Mississippi Braves Bayside Insurance Agents Rusty Healy and Landon Thompson in Madison. Call 601-856-3681. Nationwide is on your side.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park. It's game one of 6, the final series of the 2022 season. Mississippi and Montgomery. Jack Sitkin alongside Chris Harris. Let's give you the starting lineups presented by Bud Light and those delicious Bud Light seltzers for the Montgomery Biscuits. Oslavis Basabe leads off the order at second base. Eric Osberg is second. Evan Edwards at first base batting third. Nico Holsizer is in left field in the cleanup spot. Diego Infante is in. Rizar is in center field hitting sixth. Blake Hunt is catching and hitting seventh. Alejandro Pai is at third base. And Aliko Williams is the shortstop rounding out the order. For the M Braves and their manager Bruce Crabb, Cody Milligan, center field leading things off. Jalen Miller's at second, batting in the two-hole. Justin Henry Molloy is hitting third in left field. Javier Valdez in the cleanup spot. Riley Delgado's at third base, hitting fifth. Cade Bunnell is at short, batting sixth. Arden Pass is the designated hitter, hitting sixth, batting eighth in right field. And Landon Stevens is the first baseman, rounding out the order. Alan Winans is ready to go. Javier, and we're all set for some baseball, the final series of the 2022 season. Time to pass it over to the voice of Aves. He'll start you off on the play-by-play. It's Chris Harris.
Well, thanks, Jack, and happy to have everybody with us on this gorgeous, gorgeous Tuesday night as the right-hander Alan Winans makes the start on this Tuesday night. The first pitch is high for ball one. Underway as first pitch at 6:37 Central Standard Time. Just a beautiful night for baseball. Our temperature is 77 degrees here in Pearl, Mississippi. Here's Winans, dropped down the third baseline and foul. The count evens, 1-1. Well, for Winans, this will be his final season in 22 season. Winans, 6'2", 185 pounds, 26 years old, from Bakersfield Campbell University. As Winans, his first year as a starting pitcher. Right-hander delivers, and the pitch is Cade Bunnell. He spins and throws, and gets Oslavis Basabe for the first out. So that'll bring in Eric Osberg. We were commenting earlier, we haven't seen Montgomery. When you play a team 30 times, you're seeing them very, very often. And we saw them 21 times in the first half, 9 times in the second half, which still seems like a lot, but this roster's changed a little bit, and obviously we give our congratulations to and the Rays as they make the postseason for the 7th consecutive year. And, of course, last year, the M-Rays that spoiled the Tampa Bay Rays minor league party by winning the AA Southern League Championship, or kept them from winning every single level. Here's a swing and a high fly ball out towards shallow center field. Coming on is Cody Milligan, but inside of Milligan is Justin Henry Malloy. He'll make the catch, and that is out number two. So quickly, the left-handed batting Evan Edwards. Winans makes his 8th start. He's 1-4, a 2.89 earned run average. 37 and a third innings pitched, 8 walks, 34 strikeouts. Opponents batting 267 against. Righty delivers a fastball for a strike over the outside corner. Nothing and one. So his 8th start for the Braves on July 26th after being reinstated from his rehab assignment as he delivers an 0-1 pitch for a ball. Winans, who will be heading, he told me, to the Arizona Fall League this year to get some extra innings. Should be out to Arizona, and we'll get some extra innings this year. He's certainly got a good future ahead of him. There's a good on-speed pitch and a swing and a miss. So Winans, I had it on the count on Evan Edwards. It's 1-2. Shadows on the field right now. The player in the sunshine is the center fielder Cody Milligan. As Wynanian now, here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, he got him. Nice off-speed pitch again, that changeup, and a 1-2-3 to Wynans. What a start to off this Tuesday night in this homestand. So the strikeout ends a 1-2-3 first to the bottom. The Braves come to bat, facing off against John Doxakis right after this.
Good things are
health.
They're in the
is so important. Where the experience of being healthy is leading to an even healthier.
This made me feel good.
It's good to be blue.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and are our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. This town where the journey becomes legend.
The M-Rays close out the regular season with a 6-game series against the Montgomery Biscuits. September 13th through 18th. Join us for Bark in the Park and Dollar Hot Dogs all game long on Tuesday. First Responders Wednesday. Truck Works Thursday to head into the weekend. Friday, the first 1,000 fans daily. Look at Jersey. Presented by Morgan & Morgan. Saturday will be a mega fireworks show. Presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. The final day of the regular season, the 205, is Red Fun Day. What's a World Series ring giveaway presented by Howard Technology Solutions and Creston. Tickets, MississippiBraves.com.
The 1039 WYAB.
Bottom of the first inning from here at Trustmark Park, and Cody Milligan leads things off. Winans, as Winans gets only 9 pitches. To get through that first inning, first pitch, left-hander John Doxakis. So he's facing off against Milligan, Miller, and Malloy. The others at the top again today. As the 1-0 pitch misses, 2 balls and no strikes. Montgomery clinched the setup spot on Sunday. They haven't clinched the actual division second-half title yet, but could happen the next couple of days. Ball 3 outside from Doxakis. Now the 3-0 pitch from the left-hander is at the knees, called a strike by our home plate umpire Kelly. Our umpires today, Dexter Kelly behind the plate at first base, Ben Fernandez. And at third base is Tom O'Play foul down that left field line. I spent a lot of time outside today just to enjoy the weather. As I don't know if officially fall is here in the state of Mississippi, but sure felt phenomenal today. Here's a out there. Williams bobbles. He goes to first and just in time. Wow. Bang, bang play over there at first base. And Milligan, I thought, might have beaten it out as it was a hot shot one hopper to the shortstop, Williams. Bring in Jalen Miller as that ball kind of ate him up a little bit. Who am I? I'm just up here looking from a long ways away. Lefty at the first pitch, pops it up out towards center field. Out there in the sun and shadows, the center fielder Kazar makes the catch. And that's out number two. So two down now for Justin Henry Malloy. As Jack talked about on the Buffalo Wild Wings pregame, Moritz, who is the Southern League Player of the Week, you can make a case for really three different M Braves. In fact, the weeks, and Moritz actually wasn't the first guy that,
right.
that Jack mentioned. And I'll throw, but you really get this. Moritz played in four games, and of course he's back in the lineup today. Went 9-for-18 with those back-to-back four-hit games, including all. Made some history with that as Malloy takes a strike. Justin Henry Malloy, four-game hitting streak. He was 7-for-22, 5 RBIs, 8 walks. He was on base 15 times in 6 games. It's tied up with a when he was able to hold his swing, it's 2 balls and a strike to the 23-year-old out of Georgia Tech. Got a couple of former Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in the lineup today with he and Arden Pavs. Here's a ground ball hit towards short. Nice play by Williams on the forehand jab as he throws over to first to get Malloy on another hard hit ball. But now have Pabst and Malloy Yellow Jackets. That'll do it for the Braves side at the bottom of the first inning. No score as we head to the second. This final homestand of the season. The Braves trail in the standings, but that's okay. It's nothing as we head to the top half of the second.
Vacuum is a valuable tool for the functioning of your home or business. Improper insulation or care can result in costly repairs down the line, from landscaping to carpet damage or even erosion. Upgrade your house with a stylish new look and new gutters from Got Gutter. Got Gutter's techs use years of experience to install gutters and gutter guards. With a 2-year warranty and fully insured, upgrade your house with a stylish new look and new gutters from Got Gutter. 601-6945. Get your free estimate today.
It's time to set out on an adventure with Aluma Craft Rapid Marine. Whether your needs are to get tournament ready or get the family out on the water, when you purchase a new Aluma Craft at Smith Marine, you get the advantage of the exclusive 2X Mod V or Aqua Dynamic holes and Aluma Track mounting systems. Whether it's winning the next big bass tournament or tracking waterfowl with the kids, come by now and browse a brand new inventory and start your next Aluma Craft adventure at Smith Marine in Ridgeland and at SmithMarineSales.com.
B&B Experience for moviegoers, including Screenplay, an innovative screening room dedicated to families with small children. The room features a screen-side play area for toddlers and a full-size climbing playground complete with slide. In MX4D Theater, guests may choose a motion simulator experience with in-theater special effects. ScreenX is the world's first multi-projector, immersive cinematic platform enhancing the visual experience through additional bbtheaters.com.
Back to M Braves Baseball, WYAB.
Now we go to the top of the second inning as Alan Winans goes back to work. Nice first innings for both Doxakis and Terry. For the 23-year-old left-hander for the Biscuits, as Winans delivers a first pitch a little bit downstairs for both. Faces Holsizer, Infante, and Kazar. Works from the first base side of that pitching rubber. Works in the pitch and a fastball at the bottom of the zone again. Ball to strike and the count even. 1-1. Official start back in April. Spent some time on the injured list. One pitch on the back swing on the cutter that time, and he was able to hold his swing, so 2 balls and a strike on Holsizer. That first postseason series will be on a Tuesday of next week, a week from tonight, in Montgomery. They'll play a best-of-three-game series against the Rocket City Trash Pandas, and a best-of-three winner of either... they'll be playing against Pensacola, then they'll play the winner of Pensacola, or rather, my apologies, confused myself there. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Left alone outside with a slider that time. The count full for two on Holsizer, followed by Infante and Kazar. So all these guys that first half are out after the All-Star break, the unofficial start of the second half, as he gets a swing and a miss on a good slider that time. Back-to-back K's for Winans. Struck out Edwards to end the top half of the first inning. Gets the first strike here to start the top half of the It's a very polished right-hander is Winans. That one to four. Got the swing and miss, and now one down for Diego Infante. Montgomery back on July the 22nd. First pitch is bounce foul. 6-14, a homer, 10 RBIs in their series win against Rocket City. That was a series we were following, and I'll tell you what, the way the DRs and the one with Rocket City Montgomery started, it sure seemed like we were going to be heading into this series with a playoff berth on the line. But unfortunately, the Biscuits in their series with Rocket City and then Beloit. The gas pedal, or push that gas pedal to the floor and ended those chances. Good slider there, a swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon. Down on strikes on three pitches. That's a third consecutive strikeout now for Alan Winans. Look at that pitch just dropping off the table. A great spin action on that pitch. And three consecutive for Winans. Took care of business. Blanked Rocket City. Did Montgomery 7-0 on Sunday. Playoff berth. At four home runs. This ball hit hard on the ground. Left side. That's through into left field. It passed the diving third baseman, Delgado. And that's a base hit for Jordan Kazar. First hit of our now 2 outs. Runner at first base for the catch, Blake Hunt. But four home runs. And that was all that Mason Montgomery and company needed. So 2 outs, first to Hunt in there for a strike. Another slider that time from Winans, falling in love with that pitch and down for him so far. Hunt hitting .243, four homers, 35 RBIs. He had a home run in that series. Rocket City, the 0-1 pitch on the way as he misses low and outside with the slider. The count evens, one ball and one strike. Second season at the AA level for Winans. No decision against the Birmingham Barons in that first start. Well, 5 hits, no runs. Runner takes off an early break. Nice job by Winans to not balk. The throw to second base is there to Miller, but he dropped the baseball. And safe at second base with a steal is Kazar, his ninth. He was caught out to dry. That'll be a drop catch error on Miller. He just lost the handle on that baseball and was going down to put the tag on Kazar. As Winans just put his hands on his knees in reaction there. Well, you can do. As that'll be a stolen base for Kazar. That's an E4. One ball, one strike. On Blake Hunt, the catcher. Give Winans some time to some housekeeping out there on the mound. Winans checks and now delivers to the first baseman. That's Landon Stevens. He'll take it himself to the bag. And no harm done there as the ground out ends. So no runs, one hit. First runner left on base for the Biscuits. We go to the bottom of the second here at Trustmark Park. No score. Braves and Biscuits 1 of this final homestand.
If you're looking for the next birthday or team party, then look no further and party with the Mississippi Braves at Trustmark Park. Each birthday ticket includes a hot dog, drink, and M Braves cap. Plus, the birthday kid will get a special gift and a birthday message on the scoreboard. To book a birthday party, to MississippiBraves.com or call 888-BRAVES4.
The Mississippi Braves salute our active military and first responders all season long with $5 field level or general admission tickets with valid ID at the Trustmark Park. Each Wednesday, first responders get free field or general admission tickets, and our military and vets get free field or general admission tickets every Thursday. Thank you for your service, and we'll see you at Trustmark Park for a Mississippi Braves game.
Life is full of choices. Some are easy, some are difficult, and others may be completely out of your control. It's okay, though. That's what we're here for. As long as there's a chance that your next big decision will help you leave your mark, we'll have you covered with account options, loans, and financial advice. So don't be afraid to do your thing. There's no time like now to get out there and do whatever it is that makes you happy. Leave your mark. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Mississippi Braves play here on 101 IAB.
Back here inside Trustmark Park in Pearl. No score. Bottom of the 23-year-old left-hander John Doxakis. First pitch to the cleanup man today. So odd not to riding in Lugbauer in that cleanup spot. Such a staple there, playing every day. Gets a day off today. Here's a fly ball out toward the right center field. On the move, the center fielder Kazar got a good jump on it. And he will track it down for the first out. And that's the bottom half of the second inning. Alongside Jackson Egan, Chris Harris with you. Oh, still good weather. My goodness. Couldn't ask for any better weather. Make sure to make your plans to come on out one night this week and get some chance until next April. There's a first pitch strike. There's a strike called on the outfield two quickly on Riley Delgado. Lefty versus righty match is downstairs for a ball. One ball, two strikes on Delgado. Last nine ball games. As Riley, that average at 270 as he lines one out towards right center, playing him perfectly. Good scouting catch. Two down now. That's five up and five down for the left-hander, Doxakis. 6'4", the left-hander, 215 pounds, the former second-round pick in 2019 out of Houston, slider changeup combination. He's a former Texas A&M Aggie. Here's a swing and a line drive to center field. Coming off a pretty solid series in Biloxi, homered his final at bat on Sunday to send the game to extra innings. Five RBIs, went 2-for-4 on Sunday. And now here comes Arden Pabst. Look at his at-bat here in this first game of the series. Pabst has been a, to see behind the scenes, Jack, a key member of this club behind the scenes, catching a lot of bullpens. Bullpen catcher worked his tail off and now getting an opportunity here during the final series of the season to play some baseball.
Interesting to see it in his first game since April, how he's able to respond and pick up to the game speed as far as
popped in the air left side. Will it reach the seats? Catcher watching it, and Hunt watches it sail on top of the roof.
Caught so many pens this season that he could step right behind the plate and be just fine. It's just a matter of adjusting to seeing live pitching. I haven't had that since late April.
Former Pittsburgh Pirates farmhand, 12th-round pick, back Pirates, Arden Pabst. The 0-2 swinging a foul tip. He stays alive, always taking batting practice. Sure he knows these pitchers about as good as anybody. Signed back on March the 8th. As I mentioned, we've had three on the roster this year with Justin Henry Malloy, Pabst, and then Luke Waddell. In a chopper foul over there towards the Braves on deck circle. On deck is the reigning Southern Player of the Week in Andrew Moritz. He's due up next. 0-2 pinch for the third time. Way outside as he sails that fastball. Making his 17th double-A start, 19th game appeared in. Numbers don't look that great on average, but he's had his moments this year. First seven games with high A Bowling Green. That's who Rome is playing in the first round of the Sally League playoffs this week. Figure that, a Tampa Bay Rays.
Right.
They won at every level except for double-A last year. And the Embrace spoiled that party in game five.
I didn't realize. I thought they had one more week left. I thought high A was wrapping up this week and their playoffs started next week.
First base. The 2-2 pitch popped up foul. This good at bat continues. Doxakis' last start was against City last week on Wednesday. He went 3 2/3 innings, allowed 6 runs on 5 hits. That was a 10-6 loss. Or a 10-6 win. That was that crazy comeback win. There's a good off-speed pitch. Paps swings and misses. And ninth pitch of the at-bat. And Doxakis, the former Texas A&M Aggie, probably still grieving that loss. He gets his first strikeout. No runs. One hit. One left. We go to the third inning here at Trustmark Park. No score.
Green's Tire and Auto on Ridgewood Road in Ridgeland can do it all. Is your check engine light on? Take it to Green's. Air not blowing cold anymore? Take it to Green's. Squeaky brakes, bald tires, misaligned front end? Take it to Green's. Green's Tire and Auto can do it all. Can operate just like new again when you take it to Green's. Green's Tire and Auto, Ridgewood Road in Ridgeland. Take it to Green's. 601.
When you choose natural gas, chocolate chip cookies get a little taste, get a little cozier. Bank accounts tend to put on some weight. Towels get fluffier. Showers stay hotter. And our blue planet gets a little greener. When it comes to choosing energy that's clean and efficient, not American. Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Venable Glass is your local glass expert. From office to automotive and commercial glass, Venable Glass can do it all. Windshield repair, replacement of shower doors and mirrors, and everything in between. Match reliability and customer service. Don't forget, tell your insurance company you want to use Venable Glass. And remember, you do have a choice. Let Venable Glass work hard to earn your business. Call us today in Ridgeland or Brandon for a free estimate, or visit us online at VenableGlass.com.
Call Venable Glass. If it's broke, Venable Glass can fix it. Call 601-605-4443.
Well, back at Trustmark Park in Pearl, as you move on now to the top of third inning. No score to take you through the third and the fourth. Here's Jack.
Thanks, Chris. It's Alejandro P.A., Alika Williams, and Oslavis Basabe, the 8-9-1 hitters. It's Alan Winans. Swing and a miss, and it's a ball and a strike on P.A. Just his third game season. One-one pitch. Swing and a miss on a changeup. The 1-2 now from Winans. Slider low and away. Just one hit in the first couple innings. Three strikeouts for Allen. How about the vision by Atlanta to turn him into a since he was drafted from Campbell in 2018? As he gets another swing and a miss. Four now. And that's the first out in the third.
Yeah, what were the Mets thinking, Jack?
But he came over the Rule 5, turned him into a starter. I know he's been hurt most of the year, but what we've seen from him in Double A on July 26th has been nothing but impressive.
Guy, you can look at his makeup, and I mean, he has the starting pitcher, and we've seen the stuff.
First pitch strike now to Alika Williams. His double. 0-1 pitch. Williams, a 23-year-old from San Diego, California. Spent most of his career with High A Bowling Green. Did have a cup of coffee with Durham last season. Next pitch is roped down the left field line. A fair ball all the way into the corner. Malloy chased, and Williams is easily second with a double. First at bat for a double for Alika Williams. And he's aboard here in the third.
As Alika comes to get that first double at bat, he comes onto a team that's clinched a postseason berth and smiles out there as he has himself a one-out two-bagger.
To the top of the order with Oslavis Basabe. Grounded out to short his first time up. Potential first run off with one out. A slider misses outside. One and oh on Basabe. Walking at the belt. Glances towards second. His pitch outside.
I think Williams kind of getting a little bit of Braden Shumate. Just his size. Swing kind of looks similar, too.
Two-oh pitch. Baseline just fell. Taken by Morgan Ensberg. He's over there at third. But Williams in his first double-A game. The double, he played six games for Durham, and they just needed a body. 84 games for Bowling Green, 745 OPS. He takes his lead at second. Winans looks towards Basabe. His pitch is lifted, line, foul territory. Stevens over by the tarp. He's out of room. It's into the seats, 2-2.
Baseball powerhouse Rancho Bernardo High School there in San Diego. Competitive balance for all. What a great pedigree he had coming into the draft and gave him just a little over $5 million to sign.
2-2 to Basabe. This time it's fair down the third baseline. Delgado takes it and he slings over to first for the out. Two down in the third. Williams stays. That will bring up Eric Osberg, the top to left, his first time. So no score here in Mississippi. It's the final series up for the M Braves. Montgomery's heading to the playoffs. This will be a wrap for the Braves. Six games at home. Righty-lefty matchup. First offering, low and in to Osberg. Montgomery team that's seen a lot of players move in and out. Some of the best prospects for Tampa Bay started the season with the Biscuits. Winans looks now again towards the plate. His pitch is a strike on the high outside corner. That was a changeup. 1-1. Bradley, who was unbelievable in his time with Montgomery, right-handed starter, is up to AAA Durham. Curtis Midfielder, the number two prospect for Tampa Bay. He shot up their rankings. He is in AAA. He started with Montgomery. That pitch tapped straight back foul, 1-2. Still, 9 of the 30 prospects on this roster right now, including a lot of guys that have come in June and July. But Osberg has been with this team since the start of the season. 1-2 the count. The pitch is. He gets a swing and a miss. Strike three. That retires the side in the third. Two more strikeouts to Winans. And we head to the home half of the inning with still no score.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League's official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for Masters of Ballpark Trivia. Playing is fun. Over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
SHIP is a free and designed to serve and assist Medicare beneficiaries across the state. SHIP counselors offers peace of mind to Mississippi seniors and their families when they're paid and other related health insurance options. Each counselor is a trained and compassionate individual with the health and well-being of the Mississippi aging community top of their priorities. If you or a family member are interested in receiving counseling, please call our toll-free number 844.
Shivers Construction Company is an electrical contracting firm located in downtown Jackson. We specialize in all types of electrical work, including commercial certified Generac generator dealers. We can install a generator of any size to fit your commercial or residential situation. Our service trucks go to businesses full in southern Mississippi. Stop by and see us at 901 Southwest Street in Jackson. Call us at 601-968-0145.com/construction. Shivers Construction Company.
Get ready to chop. M Braves Baseball is on WYAB.
I'm BFR.
On to the home half of the third, the Braves get a chance to break this score again alongside Chris Harris, Andrew Moritz, Landon Stevens, Cody Milligan. The batters against John Doxakis through two innings. Come back over to the mound. Off the bat of Andrew Moritz, Doxakis towards first. He flips underhanded for the out. So the Southern League Player of the Week from this past week, 2 4-hit games against the Biloxi Shuckers. But Andrew Moritz is retired on one pitch to start the home half of the third, and we're at the bottom of the order with the first baseman. First pitch to him. Hey, look at the knees. Low inside corner on a fastball. Stevens hitting 122, 3 home runs, 6 RBI. Next offering, missed outside on a changeup. It's been a tough run recently. Came up on August 9th from High A Rome. Very hard hit line drive is deep. Kazar is backing up, and he'll make the catch at the warning track. That was driven well by Steve's ball, but unfortunately, this is a big ballpark here at Trustmark.
It's amazing coming from MGM in Biloxi.
I know.
And then playing in this ballpark and just how different the game is played. I mean, it's a ball game when you play in certain ballparks, and that's one thing that makes baseball really unique.
No uniformity in this game. Pitch outside to Cody makes it so hard for hitters to be in a rhythm. 1-0 count on the leadoff man, Milligan. Two outs, nobody out. The third. Pitch outside again, 2-0.
I was looking at some of the splits, home and road, and one guy is hitting about Riley Delgado.
Yeah, he just hits.
That makes sense for the way he swings the bat.
Right. Ground ball up the middle, pass Doc Sackis, hit in front of the second base bag. His throw is in time to first for the out. We've breezed through three here in Pearl. No score.
It feels good to buy local. Whether you're supporting your community's small businesses, family-owned restaurants, or Farm Bureau, local agents at Farm Bureau Insurance are dedicated to always helping you protect what's important. Farm Bureau Insurance is headquartered right in your community. Get a free quote at favrates.com or find a local agent at MSFBINS. Go with the home team.
What does it mean to add refreshing Coca-Cola to an ordinary day? It means your family's celebrating the 5th of July. Floor into the best seat in the house. Or spending a weekend losing your voice while finding it. It means sitting down and interrupting the interruptions. After all, there are 364 other days that would love some fireworks. So grab an ice cold Coke and make open happiness.
A lot of bad things can happen if you don't call to have utility lines located or you start digging or drilling post holes. Hitting a buried gas line can be explosive. A high-powered electrical line can be shocking. Then a real muddy mess can result in having to boil your water before you use it. Hitting a cable TV line can result in strained relationship with your neighbors. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law, and it's just the right thing to do.
The Mississippi Braves play here on 103.9 WYAB.
To the fourth inning between Mississippi and Montgomery. Bisons have clinched the postseason with their win and Mississippi's loss on Sunday. These players impressed the big league club and for where they may start next season. Whether they'll be playing some baseball in the fall league, we'll stand with the big league club when the offseason comes. Alan Wynan's back out for the fourth. His first pitch to Evan Edwards is found Gumper's dugout on the first base side, 0-1.
You know, it's interesting to talk to these guys, and one thing I always like to do in the last couple weeks of the year is just to what their plans are in the next couple of months. Some guys go to instructs. It's mostly for the young guys, though. Some of the Arizona
Fire foul down the first baseline, 0-2.
Some will line up, you know, play winter ball down in Venezuela or the Dominican.
All right. Dean was in the Mexican Winter League this past year.
And then coaches, I think Angel Flores, he told me today he's going to go coach in instructs, which is just some extra time for the young guys. They'll be playing games against other teams just like they would spring training.
0-2, the count on Evan Edwards. The pitch outside, trying to breaking ball.
And, of course, with the major league team, you know, hopefully making another long playoff run, you'll continue to have your taxi squad.
Right.
You know, so there'll be some activity there as well.
Edwards leading off the 1-2 pitch. Grounded, foul down the first baseline. No score in the fourth inning. Mississippi and Montgomery. Series of the season for the M Braves, first of six. Series will run through Sunday. But, yeah, every guy's got a different plan. Of course, enjoy some much-needed family time.
R&R is definitely on most people's radar right now.
Swing and a miss. Alan Wynans has nothing but strikeouts on his mind, Chris. He's got six this evening. Strikes Edwards for the time.
Making the most of his last start, the regulars to attack these guys today, and he's executing that plan perfectly. You know, you mentioned in the pregame show, Triple A next season ends. Last year we saw Shea Langeliers go out and make his Triple A debut. Spencer Strider made his Triple A debut, so there's a risk of getting a promotion to Triple A for the final nine games of the regular season. Not saying it's going to happen, but it's, it's possible.
Go to Nico Holsizer. Now Wynans from the stretch will bring his 1-0. Gets a sword on a really nice changeup.
He's on today.
That changeup just disappeared down and in. Axakis have been dueling. The left-hander from Montgomery's done well through his first three innings. 1-1, swing and a miss. 6 Ks for Wynans. He's given up just a couple of hits. Leika Williams in his far with a double down the left field line. 1-2 to Holsizer. Slider low and away. Fall League is going to be perfect for a guy like Alan Wynans because with the amount of innings he missed with season, he'll get a chance to continue to build up that arm and learn how to be a starter. He's shown a lot of promise here in just 7 starts. 2-2. Holsizer able to hold his swing. And it's a full count.
Yeah, when you mentioned that over the weekend, you know, it makes sense. A guy like that who missed, you know, a few months, get an extra 15 innings or so in some pretty solid competition, too.
One out, nobody on. The payoff pitch is fouled away right at the Braves' dugout. Nolan Kingham trying to play some soccer with that baseball. Had hit it up onto his right foot, onto his left, and keep the volley going. These pitchers have some major soccer skills. We practice keeping the ball up, the soccer ball up in left field nearly every day. The fourth, one out, nobody on. Nico Holsizer at the plate, the payoff pitch, and he walked him. Had him behind two, and Nico Holsizer was disciplined, fouled off a couple of pitches, and drew the walk. First walk by Winans, comes with one out in the fourth. So that brings up Diego Infante on July 22nd. So a nice shot for Montgomery, hitting close to 290. Winans looks ready. His pitch missed outside. Fastball's been good. The changeup's been phenomenal off target, though. He's trying to get guys to chase.
He's gotten some jinxes already.
He has. Holsizer takes his lead at first. The 1-0 pitch is grounded. Left side could be two. Bunnell flips to Miller for one. Throw to first. That's easy. 6-4-3 double play. Winans gives up a walk, and he gets it right back with a double play to retire tied in the fourth. On to the home half of the inning. Still no score.
From loans and mobile banking to CDs and checking accounts, has you covered. That's why you owe it to yourself to take advantage of the tremendous opportunity to open a savings and checking account at River Trust Federal Credit. Interest rates on loans and higher interest rates on savings. We can get you started on the road to financial well-being. Let us help you take charge of your financial future today. FCU.com. River Trust Federal Credit Union, improving the financial success of our members. Do you have a passion for helping others? And are you looking for us to flourish? Region 8 Mental Health provides behavioral health, alcohol and drug, and intellectual and developmental disability services to those. If you possess a degree in a mental health related field, hold a psychiatric nurse practitioner license, are a registered nurse, or just have a passion for competitive salaries and benefits, call 601-824-0342. That's the power of 8.
Bring your group out to watch the Mississippi Braves defend their league championship this season with a hospitality package built just for your group. Exclusive air, 2 separate Mitchell Signs party decks on the suite level apart. Enjoy a championship menu featuring the one and only Sonny's Barbecue with all the fixings, Buck style. To book your group experience now, visit MississippiBraves.com or call 888-BRAVES-4.
Mississippi Braves Baseball is brought to you by Nationwide Insurance Agents Rusty Healy and Landon Thompson. In Madison, call 601-856-1. Nationwide is on your side.
Still a bunch of donut-shaped balls on the scoreboard as we head to the home half of the fourth. Jackson Egan alongside Chris Harris. Jalen Miller takes the strike. Xakis. Him and Alan Winans have been putting on a show so far tonight. Winans, 6 strikeouts, 3 shutout innings. He's had just one base runner. Another strike into Miller, and he's behind 0-2. Bits hit a line drive to center. 0-2 pitch. Missed upstairs on a fastball. It's been a struggle in Double A for Doc Sakis, but his last start against the M Braves, 5 shutout innings on July 27th. That pitch missed inside, 2-2. That was at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Miller on a 14 hit streak, flew out to center in the first. The next pitch, strike 3, right down the middle with a fastball. Second strikeout for Doc Sakis in the first out in the home half of the fourth. So here comes Justin Henry Malloy, the left fielder. First pitch to him and for ball one. Doc Sakis working very quickly. Winans has worked a little bit more. Slider in for a strike, 1-1. Malloy reached 16 times in the series against Biloxi. A pitch missed low and in. And he's been tremendous since arriving in Double A. Another guy I can see as a. Mentioned Alan Winans will be heading there. 2-1 pitch. Check swing. Did Malloy go? He did. Two balls, 2 strikes. No. The pitch. Missed outside. Ranked on Atlanta's top 30 prospect list. Jumped into the rankings. Hey, that's a call. Strike three on the inside edge. Another fastball to finish off the second straight batter looking. Two down for Javier Valdez.
Justin Henry Malloy's name is not, I don't say a household name, but for any Braves fan that follows the farm system, he may be one of the most familiar just the way he's played this year.
He's been noticeable. Pitch miss upstairs to start off Valdez. He's ahead 1-0. Starting to get the sense that we saw for Harris and Grissom that we see for Lugbauer sometimes, claiming that he should be up in the big leagues. Next pitch misses, 2-0 to Valdez.
If every fan that says somebody should be promoted, man, we would have no one left here.
2-0 offering, missed inside. And while Malloy has been fantastic league ready, but he certainly looks like he has a road to the big leagues. And it could be one of the top prospects for Atlanta. On the called strike on a 3-0 fastball at the knees. Two outs, nobody on, no score in the fourth. Valdez, the catcher in the cleanup spot at the plate. The pitch. And that's another strike on a fastball. Doc Sakis is lifted out to center. Kazar backing up, and he'll settle, make the catch for the foul. A 1-2-3 inning for Doc Sakis. He has retired all but one through four, and we still have no score as we head to the fifth in Pearl.
There's no other restaurant like Salabuki's New York Pizza and Ice Cream Joint. Adults can lounge on our drinks at the bar while watching their kids play on the district green, all while feasting on the region's best hot wings, fried ravioli, or crispy calamari, and fries topped with fresh in-house toppings. And when dinner is over, there's always room for a trip to the scoop shop. Want to earn some great money? Salabuki's is hiring. Salabuki's.com, and you could be on the team within a few days. That's Salabuki's.com, a great place to work.
Why pay hundreds of dollars just to have a with a list of rules? Enjoy the sunshine and let Rise and Slide bring the party to you. Rise and Slide has inflatables for all ages, plus snow cone, cotton candy, and popcorn machines. Rise and Slide has all your party needs. And with no delivery fee, the price you see is Rise and Slide. A call at 601-668-2806. 668-2806 and mention this ad and get 10% off.
Time to discover a new kind of pontoon with Manitou at Smith Marine. When you come to Smith Marine, you'll find Manitou pontoons that have raised expectations to industry. Manitou's featured V-Tune technology with quicker planing and unrivaled handling, along with dual engines, digital displays, and vessel control with a transit. Why Manitou and Smith Marine are reimagining what's possible. And come by now with brand new inventory in stock at Smith Marine, on the resin, and at SmithMarineSales.com.
Back to M Braves Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
Goose eggs on the scoreboard. Some bring a run across as long as it's not Montgomery. And we head to the fifth. Here's Chris.
And I'll tell you what, Alan Winans has been fantastic so far. So is Doug Sakis, but this may be the best we've seen from Winans as the 26-year-old right-hander faces off against the left-handed batting. And things off here. So, leading things off for Montgomery, Jordan Kazar. Next offering to him, that first pitch was a strike. It's nothing and a two. Nice double play turn by Bunnell at short. Second baseman Miller to end that time of the fourth inning. No walks, rather one walk for Winans so far. The pitch down and inside for a ball. Jordan Kazar singled his first. Biscuits have two hits. The Braves have one. Their starter, Doc Sakis, is retired at 12 of 13. Winans, the tall right-hander, is ready. Now the 1-2 pitch on the way to Kazar as he's changeup and down on strikes he goes. That's number seven for Alan Winans tonight. Seven strikeouts for the Braves right-hander. That ball just dips. Looks like a fastball, fastball, fast. As Winans embraces high as far as strikeouts, has now been broken with his now set twice. I mean, that's also a new career high for him, too. Seven strikeouts. Ground ball towards third. Ranging over is Delgado. He picks it up. He throws high to first base over Stevens. It'll stay in play. We'll see how they choose to score. It'll be an in hunt as he hit the ball hard. Ranging to his left there was Delgado, and he had to make a perfect play. So that's a infield single for Blake Hunt. It's Riley Delgado. It could over there at third base, ranging over. Kind of got his feet set through high. Kind of 50-50 on it. They choose to give him a base hit. White delivers a fastball at the knees, called a strike, and it's nothing and one.
Well, it felt it was a hard hit ball, and he got to it and then was able to get his feet set.
I don't think he necessarily got his feet totally set. Sailed on him. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Another good on-speed pitch that time. This is the most swing and misses that we've seen Winans get. He's really been working hard between starts in those bullpens. Seven strikeouts. New career high for the right-hander, former Mets farmhand. Picked up in the Rule 5 draft. The pitch is Mike. Looked to be a little bit low. At least that's what Alejandro Pie thought. But it's at the bottom of that tap. It's a called third strike. So another strikeout for Winans. That's his eighth. Fifth inning. That'll bring in Alika Williams, the number nine batter. Runner at first base. A base hit by Hunt. The pitch swung on and drilled foul down the edge over there. Morgan Insberg. He had a double in his first double A at bat. Three hits now for Montgomery. Only had one runner reach second base in the ball game. We're in the top of the fifth. The pitch by Winans. Misses outside for a ball. Counts even. One ball and one strike. Winans, who was originally drafted. Spent seven seasons with them, a 17th round pick in 2016. Here's a ground ball. And picked up on that right side and a flip over to first. And that's going to retire the side as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. So good work by Winans as he picks up. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Braves and Biscuits still scoreless.
B&B Theaters in Fenton offers a unique experience for moviegoers, including Screenplay, an innovative screening room dedicated to families with small children. The room features a suicide play area for toddlers and a full-size climbing playground complete with slide. In the MX4D Theater, guests may choose a motion simulator or special effect. ScreenX is the world's first multi-projector, immersive cinematic platform enhancing the visual experience through additional Theaters.com.
Green's Tire and Auto on Ridgewood Road in Ridgeland can do it all. Is your check engine light on? Take it to Green's. Air not blowing cold anymore? Take it to Green's. Squeaky brakes, bald tires, misaligned front end? Take it to Green's. Green's Tire and Auto can do it all. Your car can operate just like new again when you take it to Green's. Green's Tire and Auto, Ridgewood Road, Ridgeland. Take it to Green's. 601-957-0201.
Right now is Sciences, and lower your energy bill with Smart Choice rebates from Atmos Energy. As an Atmos Energy customer in Mississippi, you'll save up to $400 when you buy select high-efficiency natural gas appliances. So use less energy and help keep our planet green. Call 8716-6267 or visit atmosenergy.com/smartchoicems for details. Atmos Energy.
The Mississippi Braves are on 103.9. WYAB.
Fifth inning, halfway home from here at Trustmark Park in Pearl, alongside Jackson Egan. Chris Harris with you. Back to work, John Doxak. 12 of 13 in Braves he has faced so far. First pitch in there for a strike to Riley Delgado. Bunnell and Pabst. Next is fouled straight back off the screen. Nothing and a two on Delgado. Seven strikes by Cade Bunnell. That's the only base runner the Braves have had so far. Three hits for the Biscuits, one hit for the Braves so far. Pitcher duel here in game one of this six-game series, the 0-2. He lays out the pitch away, and the count one and two. Out there are just being able to chill so far. It wasn't the case on Sunday. Braves a season-high nine pitchers in that 5-4 loss in extras. If we would have gone to the 11th inning, I don't know the pitcher to go out there. It could have been Logan Brown.
Well, now, for context, it was a bullpen day.
It was.
So expected to see some guys.
Once he fielded past the diving third baseman off his glove, P.A. got a piece of it with the leather, but he hit it out towards shortstop. And that's a base hit for Riley Delgado. That stops a string of seven in a row retired by Zach P.A. over there. But it caroms off of his glove. And the Braves have a leadoff runner on base for the first time tonight. Cade Bunnell steps in. He's one for one. Lefty versus lefty here. Cade had two home runs in that series against Biloxi, including in the ninth inning on Sunday. Tied the game at four apiece. They would go on and fall 5-4-10, unfortunately, on a freeze bunt. 1-0 pitch is a strike called on the outside corner from Cade Bunnell, another one of these Braves farmhands that has really, really upped his stock in 2022, his play here at the AA level. 315 average, 8 home runs, 32 RBIs in his day. As they throw over to first base to check on that runner, nothing happening over there. Jim play this year. And his bat especially, and we've seen him developing well. This is his 39th double-A game as he takes a strike called. It's 0-2, rather 1-2 to him. He has 32 RBIs in those 38 games. Home runs, 9 doubles, 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He's the slider down and over that time, and that's strike three. Big strikeout there for Doc Sackis. That's his fourth strikeout of the night. That's how he responds after giving up his first leadoff base hit. I'll bring in the designated hitter tonight, which is Artist. Last played on April the 24th. The embrace as Pabst swings and fouls the pitch back to the backstop. Nothing in one. As the Embrace Bat Boy today doing a fantastic job. So I'm running some curl routes and routes out there in the outfield, doing some conditioning with the football. 0-1 pitch hit down that third base line and foul. Nothing in two. Half struck out his first time up. On deck is the right fielder Andrew Moritz. That runner at first base at some point, the 0-2. Check swing, ball gets away from the catcher, Blake Hunt. And it scoops underneath that right shin guard all the way to the backstop. Up the second base goes Delgado on the wild pitch. As Pabst stays in there with a count of ball and two strikes. He had a 9-pitch at bat his first time up, eventually was a strikeout. Time a wild pitch, and in scoring position now is Delgado. A chance to strike first here with a base hit. See if Pabst can pick up his first RBI. Pitch on the way to him. Grounded Braves dugout over there. Trying to take out Nolan Kingham over there. Wearing that Crab Shack t-shirt. Bruce Crab, the Braves mailbox. Good to have Angel Flores back. He's over there at first base. 1-2 pitch, check swing that time by Pabst on the breaking ball down. And he's down on strikes. Back-to-back K's from Doc Sackis, the former Texas A&M Aggie. And two down now after that leadoff single for right fielder Andrew Moritz. See if Andrew can come up with a big... Doc Sackis
jumped onto the radar as a sophomore at Texas A&M. He had a 2-point after moving into the Aggies rotation. Next offering of the first two, Moritz is outside for ball. As a junior, up to strikeout rate, placed him among the SEC's best in starters at a 2.6 ERA in 16 outings. He was an All-American in 2019. Here's the 1-0 pitch for ball two. Drafted in the second round in 2019 by Tampa Bay. Turned 23 back on August the 20th. Two balls, no strikes on Andrew. Always pitch is low for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. First two home runs of the season last Tuesday and one was off the very top of the scoreboard in right field. Back-to-back. First in Brave to have back-to-back four-hit games in which they both included a home run. First back-to-back four-hit Gerson and Landoni did it back in 2015. Takes a strike that time, and it's 3-1. That natural handle with that maple-colored barrel, the pitch. A called strike two, and it's a full count three. Climbs the proverbial ladder to get back into count. Moritz in his helmet. Exactly works out of the stretch. Sets and the pitch. Outside ball for the first walk. He has issued another good at bat by Moritz. And he's aboard now. First and second. Two on, two out. Who got a hold of one his last time up, but he hit it to straightaway center field. And right to Jordan Cazar. Out to the mound is Blake Hunt. This is really the first time we've seen some stress from John Dexakis, the tall left-hander. He gets a visit from Hunt. Score 225 pounds from Houston, Texas. From his catcher. Trying to regroup here. Still pretty economical with his pitch count. Other games around the Southern Lincoln games. Tennessee is at Chattanooga to close out the regular season. Right now the Lookouts lead at 5-1 over Tennessee. Added up at 2. They're taking on and hosting the Birmingham Barons. Biloxi's in Pensacola. They're on top of the Blue Wahoos to miss. Of course, the playoffs are set in the Southern League. Montana taking on Rocket City in the north. Pensacola taking on Montgomery in the south. Division 3. The 0-1. High and inside. He dips out of the way of that pitch. One ball, one strike. Former Red Hawk of Miami of Ohio. Sitting on 22 home runs this year combined between Rome and Mississippi. And Stevens. Big right-handed batter. He waves that bat. The 1-1 pitch is called a strike. 1-2. For Doxakis, is at 72 through 4 2/3 innings so far. We're in the bottom of the fifth. No score. The pitch bounces in the dirt low. Good take that time. Didn't chase that 77. Mile per hour, they call it a slider.
And it really sweeps across.
He's really changed himself. I was talking to hitting coach Mike Bard a little bit, kind of changed him over the last year. See a lot of pitchers evolve. We've seen that with you guys on our staff. Pitch popped on the right side in foul territory. Long run for everybody. First baseman, catcher, and Hunt gets a glove on it. Now, well over there. As he could not make the catch, it caromed off of his glove. Great effort there by Blake Hunt. Leaping over that railing as he was shifting his weight. I thought he was going to flip over the camera well, because he did not.
Well, somebody grabbed, it looked like it was the first baseman, Edwards,
grabbed his legs.
Yeah.
And pulled him back.
He had right out of his glove, and he was upset he didn't make the catch, slammed his catcher's mask on the railing.
We're saving him from base playing. Pitch on the way, fouled straight back by Stevens. Two balls and two strikes. The count remains. We've seen a lot of Hunt behind the plate. We know how good a catcher he is. Tell you what, that was a good hustle by Evan Edwards to get over and grab his legs, keep him from falling in. Here's a miss. And Doxakis with a pump of the fist. as he strikes out the side. No runs, one hit on base. He gets around that single and walk and is now struck out six. We go to the sixth inning with the Braves and Biscuits still scoreless here at Trustmark Park.
Golfers, the best brands in golf are at one place, Edwin Watts Golf Shops. And with our loyalty rewards, you earn more when you shop. When you become our partner, you'll earn 2% back on all purchases, in-store or online, along with exclusive email specials, insider access to new product launches, and it's all backed by our 90-day satisfaction. Enjoy exclusive savings on the best brands in golf. Become our partner. Join today, only at Edwin Watts Golf Shops.
Co Group has got you covered. With more than 30 primary care and specialty practices in four counties across the Jackson and Vicksburg metropolitan area, Medical Group providers offer quality care for your family with your schedule in mind. Walk in or welcome at all primary care practices, or it's about same day and next day appointments. Just call 844-MS-MERIT for an appointment with a provider near you. That's 844-MS-MERIT in convenient care.
Hey guys, it's buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday at Buffalo Wild Wings.
And you're going to be a dad?
What?
No.
It's Boneless Thursdays, which means free wings.
You'd be a great dad.
Wings every Thursday, only at Buffalo Wild Wings. Buy one, get one of equal value free at participating locations for a limited time. While the offers, size exclusions apply, delivery and takeout valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website or app. Fees may apply.
Get ready to chop. M-Braves Bay 1039. W-Y-A-B.
Back to Ortland Winans as we start the top of the sixth inning from here at Trustmark Park. Winans delivers a first pitch one there for a strike. That one in the mid-70s. As we start the top of the sixth inning, still a little goose eggs up there on the scoreboard. Whatever zero analogy you would like to refer to, the 0-1 pitch is a ground ball up the middle, ranging over, down, and he doesn't have a play because he did corral it, but no chance. As leadoff man Sabe reaches on an infield single. Masabe showcasing that speed there, and Kane did a nice job to get, but really no chance. Masabe aboard for the first time.
Yeah, grounder right up the middle. Bunnell to his left, but running full speed. It's going to be really hard to get that throw off. And Wisely just eats it. That's part of maturity of learning shortstop is knowing when you can make the play and when you can't.
Yeah, you don't want to force it. So that'll bring in Eric Osberg now, the runner at first base. Braves will try to turn their second double play of the ball game. The pitch by in the air out towards center. Cody Milligan is underneath it out there, and he puts the glove up to make the catch for the first out. Brings in Evan Edwards, the first baseman. Former NC State Wolfpack star. Nice series, a couple of doubles, three walks. Three RBIs in that series against Rocket City, including the home run on Sunday. So you got Evan Edwards in the box here. Runner at first base. A double play ball could in the top half. Winans delivers, and a slider misses down and in for ball one. His pitch count, Jack, just at 67 right now.
It's the best he's looked all season, in my opinion, and he's looked really good in his seven starts.
Already a career high, 8 strikeouts tonight for is a called strike over the outside corner, the changeup that time.
And that's been his best pitch today.
Fastball, a changeup. We've seen a curveball. Really a student of the game and one of the nicest guys you'll ever come across. Having conversations with him. Pitch inside, that hits. Evan Edwards, that was an off-speed pitch, slipped out of his hand. And Edwards is hit by the pitch to put runners at first and second base now. He's had two runners on at the same time, so a little traffic here with one out for the cleanup man. We've seen a lot of Nico as Holsizer will step in on that right side, their cleanup batter. Edwards on the thigh. The Halloween theme. It's getting that time. Got your Halloween costume picked out?
Not quite.
A little too early, I suppose.
If I did, I feel like that might be a little weird.
Probably.
September 13th, I was like, yep, I've got it ready.
Fall is among us. It's 70s.
I know. It feels great out.
It's unbelievable. All in one to go hole size with the pitch. Ground ball hit towards short. This might be two, but now second for one. The relay to first is not in time. Job by the base runner Edwards to break up that double play at second, forcing Miller to take a little bit off of that throw. Third base goes Oslavis Basabe. Edwards out at second base on the fielder's choice, which goes 6-4. Is are now on at first base for Diego Infante.
As Miller was trying to turn that, the slide kind of caused him to bring his right foot on. It took something off the throw. It also made it inaccurate.
It was a tough ball to turn a double play
it
on.
It was.
But out towards third base, wasn't necessarily hard hit. There's a first pitch change up for a strike from Winans to Diego Infante.
Yeah, all it took was that Edwards slide, and that was enough to make an already tough double play even tougher and being retired.
Winans' career high as far as innings is 7. Got a chance tonight. Pitch out to reach third base, though, is the Biscuits' Oslavis Basabe. He's over there at third base. At the corners, 2 on, 2 out. 1 ball, 1 strike here. Infante betting 287, 2 homers, 20 ties. What a great series for him last week as he opens up that stance and he swings and misses on the off-speed pitch. That's 1 and 2 now. A ball and 2 strikes. We'll see if they want to start that runner at first base. He has 11 stolen bases. Up and down their order, man. They had some great series against Rocket City. All series are 7 extra base hits. Infante, 3 extra base hits, 6 total hits. Here's the one. There goes Holsizer. Swinging a miss. Not going to make 9 for Mr. Alan Winans. Have a nice. And he'll get a chance to go back out there in the 7th inning. 9 Ks for Winans. They strand 2 on base. No runs. 1 hit. 2 left. It's still a scoreless ball game at 6th inning here in Pearl.
With over 120 years of experience, Pyrotechnico knows how to optimize your fireworks dollars and launch the show you've imagined. We produce more than 2,000 shows a year for customers across the country who expect ingenuity and drama. From festivities and corporate events, our staff will work with tireless dedication to create a spectacular display within your budget. At Pyrotechnico, bringing your the most oohs and ahs is our pleasure, and great performances are our passion.
An evening luxury suite is the perfect way to watch the Braves defend their league title in 2022. In fact, the luxury suite is much more than a night of exciting, packed entertainment. It's Mississippi's most exclusive opportunity to entertain your clients, employees, family, and friends. These climates are going fast, so book your night now by visiting MississippiBraves.com or calling 888-BRAVES-4.
Good things are going on.
Health. The importance, Blue Health, the experience of what it means to be healthy. Be care today leads to an even healthier tomorrow. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, it's good to be blue.
Foul ball got your window? Call Venable Glass. If it's broke, Venable Glass can fix it. Call 601-605-4443.
It'll be the top of the lineup for the Braves due up as the bottom half of the 6th inning. Cody followed by Jalen Miller and Justin Henry Malloy brothers here to start the bottom of the 6th inning. No score. Who will strike first as the Biscuits go to the bullpen? Call on Robertson out of the bullpen first. So Josh Robertson takes over. Their starter, John at Doxakis, not necessarily sad to see him go, as he was brilliant. Pitch outside now. 1 ball. 0 for 2 so far today. Milligan's hit in 19 of his last 24 games since August. He swings and misses on the fastball that time. Daxakis goes five innings in what probably is his last start. Five innings, no runs, two hits.
I think we may see him again in this series, actually, to close out.
One walk, six pitch. He is outside, two balls and two strikes. Ended up throwing 77 pitches, 48 for... As Robertson is the new pitcher. 2-2 on the way now to Cody Milligan. He is upstairs, ball three. Well, for Robertson, and we've seen a few times this year with Pensacola and with Montgomery. 30th overall appearance, 2-7 his record is 7.34 ERA, but he can bring it up there in the upper 90s. That one at 97. And Milligan got a piece of it, fouls it off the mitt of a catcher, Hunt. Count 3-2 on Cody Milligan. He stands deep in that box outside. Ready is Robertson and the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Ranging over is the kick two. And he's been good at the plate and in the field. Williams ranges over to make the play, and he throws out Milligan for out number one. It's three on the put out. Good hands out there at short. Going to bring in Jalen Miller, the second baseman. Just a typical game between the Biscuits and the Braves. This is how you would imagine the two top pitching teams in the league at it. Right now, the Biscuits lead the league in earned run average. The Braves are number two. First pitch, I'm going to miss there by Jalen Miller. That sharp slider in the upper 80s from Josh Robertson.
The Braves starter's been the last couple of weeks. I mean, it feels like every start, the starter's going five, six, seven innings.
So a little bit of a hiccup in that Biloxi series. The ball's hit out towards shallow left field, coming on and getting there to make the catch out there in left field. Nico Holsizer, and that's out number two.
Even in that series, you had starters go, I believe, five innings and four of those. Had a little more of a struggle. The bullpen struggled for sure.
The week last week, winning the first two games on Tuesday 13-2, then on Wednesday winning 13-2. Home runs in those first two games, and we were talking potential sweep. Because Biloxi sure didn't look like they wanted to miss. But they flipped the switch. Give them credit. And I tell you what, it started with their starting pitchers, too.
Yeah, Mike Guerrero clearly lit a fire under that team.
He was in the dirt low. One ball, one strike on Justin Henry Malloy. I think the excuses for a team of Biloxi sure had a lot of guys that they have lost that have left that club, and they were just having some stops in some spots. Of course, one of those, Terrence Dawson, ended up having a two-run game against us.
Yeah, Wes Clark. I mean,
fun game.
Andrew Moritz, you know, he should have got Southern League Player of the Week because he had a tremendous week, but there were guys for Biloxi that maybe should have got it. Wes Clark being one of those guys.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch to Justin Henry is outside. This is outside with that 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Robertson, 6'3", 175 pounds from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This ball popped up down the right field line, slicing out of play. And foul. Montgomery, not too far away from Huntsville. That was the first time they had hosted Rocket City this year, just last week.
Right, and they've only played Birmingham in two series, and they're an hour away, so.
That's one thing I just really don't like with the schedule is the balance. The 2-2, swing and a miss. He blows the fastball by. How about that? Another 98-mile-an-hour fastball. And you see the kind of arm that Robertson has. He has a 1-2-3 inning. Picks up his first strikeout. There we go. Two Cheese and Biscuits still in a scoreless ball game.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Change the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today. Hall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Braves close out the regular season with a six-game series against September 13th through 18th at Trustmark Park. Join us for Bark in the Park and Dollar Hot Dogs all game long on Tuesday. First Responders Wednesday. Truck Works Thursday, Friday. The first 1,000 fans get an Austin Riley replica jersey presented by Morgan & Morgan. Saturday will be a mega fireworks show presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Raising Cane's Sunday Family Fun Day. What's a World Series ring giveaway presented by Howard Technology Solutions and Creston. Tickets, MississippiBraves.com.
The Mississippi Braves Flex Plan is the perfect way for you to watch the club defend their league title this season. Get flexibility on when, save from the day of game price and order in bundles of 4, 6, 12, 25, or 35 ticket packages. Let's help create your M-Braves experience today by visiting MississippiBraves.com or by calling 888-BRAVES-4.
1039 WYAB, home of the Braves.
Once again, back out there is right-hander Alan Winans. Also back on the mic is Jackson Egan.
Thanks. Let's see if Alan Winans can match his career high. Seven innings is that career high set this season. And his pitch to Jordan Cazar is down the first baseline. Stevens has it on a dive, flip to first. Winans steps on the bag, and he got the out. Stevens with a tremendous diving play down the first baseline. And that's the first out here in the seventh. Way to help out the pitcher. Diving on the chalk behind the bag. Up to a flip to Winans for the out. That brings up Blake Hunt. Alejandro Pie will. Winans went seven innings in the first game of a doubleheader against Pensacola August 17th. Gave up two runs, one earned in that start. First pitch to Blake Hunt is lifted foul over the right side. Somehow, Winans for four, despite an ERA in the low threes, and finally got that first win on Tuesday in Biloxi. Five innings of two-run ball, both those runs unearned. Still no score here at Trustmark Park. One out, nope, popped up, left side, foul territory. Valdez looking for it at the netting. He won't have a play. That gets over the netting and bounced deep into the seats. One two on Blake to the catcher. He's one for two tonight. Four hits for the Biscuits, two hits for the Braves. Neither team has gotten much. Montgomery got close in the sixth, got Basabe over to third, but a strikeout Fonte ended the inning. Line drive, foul down the left field line. Keep it at 0-2 for Blake Hunt. Winans already has a career high with nine strikeouts, so he's blown past that. He's set for the 0-2. On the way. Skips in front of the plate. Picked up by the right shoulder of Valdez. Final series of the 2022 season for Mississippi. They're out of the playoffs in for the seventh straight year. The 1-2 pitch. He got him. Three swinging. That's 10 Ks now for Alan Winans. He continues to add on to the career high. Two down here in the seventh. Alejandro Pie at the plate. Winans' first pitch. Here it is. Taps foul down the third baseline. Alan Winans, 10 strikeouts, career high, and he's an out away from tying career high in the length of his outing. Ground ball left side, should be easy for Benelli. Has it, throw to first, is a little high, but Stevens is there to make the play. Innings for Alan Winans. He ties a career high. He has a career high with 10 strikeouts. And we still are as we head to the home half of the seventh. Time to stretch it out here at Trustmark Park.
Venable Glass is your local glass expert. From offering and commercial glass, Venable Glass can do it all. Windshield repair, replacement of shower doors and mirrors, and everything in between. What sets Venable Glass apart is unmatched reliability and customer service. Don't forget, tell your insurance company you want to use Venable Glass, and remember choice. Let Venable Glass work hard to earn your business. Call us today in Ridgeland or Brandon for a free estimate, or visit us online at Venable Glass.
Bravo is celebrating its 28th anniversary this year, and we're thankful for the decades of joyous memories and great meals we've shared with thousands of diners throughout the state and the nation. Bravo, truly a Mississippi landmark, and we're thankful for all the honors we've received. Bravo is open Tuesday through Sunday. Takeout is available, as well as curbside delivery. At Bravo, catering is always a great idea, and we can design the perfect menu and service for your special day. A Jackson favorite for almost three decades.
Your gutter system is a valuable tool for functioning of your home or business. Improper insulation or crime, from landscaping to fascia and soffit damage, or even erosion. Upgrade your house with a stylish new look and new gutters from Got Gutter. Got Gutter X use years of experience to install or repair gutters and gutter guards. With a 2-year warranty and fully insured, upgrade your house with a stylish new look. 1-906-6945. Get your free estimate today.
1039 WYAB, home of the Braves.
Across the scoreboard, we head to the home half of the seventh. Still no score at Mark Park. Javier Valdez is at the plate, and he takes a strike at the knees from Josh Robertson. Alan Winans has tied his career high with 7 innings. He's got a career high 10 Ks, has yet to give up a run. It falls behind 0-2. Meanwhile, for Montgomery, John Doc Sack has 5 shutout innings. He allowed just 2 hits. With 6 Ks, 2-3 in the 6th for a scoreless inning, and he's back out for the 7th. So who will crack first? 0-2 pitch. Tap foul ball. The M Braves have just on the evening, one from Riley Delgado, one from Cade Bunnell. Both hard hit line drives, but Bunnell's to center field, glove of the third baseman, PA, and into left field. 0-2 pitch. Miss low and outside. Robertson working from the belt. His pitch from the stretch. Popped foul over the right side. Delgado and Bunnell coming up here in the 7th. Part of the M Braves order. Trying to break this scoreless tie. Valdez again foul away. Robertson set. His pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. A battle with Valdez. He fouled off a couple 1-2 pitches, but he eventually goes down for the first out. And the Hato, who's got one of the M Braves' 2 hits, a hard hit liner off the glove of the third baseman PA in a new left. So he steps in. See if he can get something going for Mississippi. Cade Bunnell's on deck. He's this ball. Misses outside, so Delgado starts ahead 1-0. 97. Off the right hand of Robertson on that last pitch. Crisp evening here in Pearl. 72 degrees. It's a beautiful night. Swing and a strike. And we've seen some fantastic pitching. And Robertson for Montgomery and Alan Winans for Mississippi. Breaking ball misses low. 2-1. 2-1 pitch, foul over the right side. Mississippi out of the playoffs. Montgomery in for the seventh season in a row. Two-two pitch. Just fouled off the end of the bat at the Montgomery dugout. Delgado sucked out a piece of that low breaking ball. Very hard to get out with two strikes, Riley Delgado. His bat can get to nearly any pitch. 2-2. He gets to another low breaking ball, pokes it on the ground to the right side. It's taken by Basabe, the second baseman, who throws to start the home half of the seventh. That will bring up Cade Bunnell. Bunnell has one of the Braves' two hits, a line drive to center. Was back in the second, their first hit of the game. First pitch to him is off his leg, foul. Still no score in the seventh inning. Two of the best pitching staffs in the Southern League. And we've got Robertson in the second inning of relief after five scoreless from Doxakis. Alan Winans, seven shutout innings for Mississippi. For the eighth, as that pitch misses low and away. One ball, one strike. First of six to close out the 2022 season for Mississippi. Foul away by Bunnell. 1-2. $1,500, the announced attendance in the ballpark tonight. 1-2 pitch, Bunnell. High and away. We're expecting some big crowds this weekend. A lot of good giveaways. The Austin Riley giveaway on Friday, giving away the number 13 jersey that he wore in his time in Mississippi. High and away again, full count. Then on the final game of the season on Sunday, a 2021 World Series replica ring giveaway to the first 1,000 fans. It's back by popular demand. Chris Begg fouled straight back.
That's true.
Everybody begged him to bring it back. That line was phenomenal the first time. I remember I did the time lapse of it. It was wrapping all the way around. If you could imagine a line from our gateway around to the parking lot behind it towards the third base side, that's where the line had extended to the parking lot. Bunnell swings and misses. He kicks out. That retires the seventh. This is a pitching duel if I've ever seen one. Mississippi and Montgomery. And we'll have to wait another inning to see if somebody can break that tie.
Life is full of stresses. Some are easy, some are difficult, and others may be completely out of your control. It's okay, though. That's what we're here for. As long as Decision will help you leave your mark, we'll have you covered with account options, loans, business services, and everyday financial advice. So don't be afraid now to get out there and do whatever it is that makes you happy. Visit Trustmark.com to start leaving your mark. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fireworks will light up the night sky above Trustmark Park after every Saturday game in 22 fireworks shows on Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and Labor Day this season. Check out the best fireworks show in Central every Saturday night at Trustmark Park. To buy your tickets or to see our entire promotional calendar, visit MississippiBraves.com, 888-BRAVES-4.
SHIP is a free and unbiased counseling service designed to serve beneficiaries across the state. SHIP counselors offer peace of mind to Mississippi seniors and their families when navigating Medicare, Medicaid, and other relations. Each counselor is a trained and compassionate individual with the health and well-being of the Mississippi aging community at the top of their priorities. If you're interested in receiving counseling, please call our toll-free number, 844-822-4MEG.
Mississippi Braves Baseball is brought to you by insurance agents Rusty Healy and Landon Thompson. In Madison, call 601-856-3681. Nationwide is on your side.
Still no score. We head to the eighth inning here in Pearl. Lions has finally exited the game after a tremendous start. Seven innings. Tied his career high. He set a 10 strikeouts and did not give up a run over his start. And we head to the eighth with no score. Chris Harris jumps back to the way. Chris?
Thanks, Jack. As the Braves and Biscuits, you know, they came in the top two teams in the league, and they've looked every bit the part of it here tonight. As we reach the winning hour, get down to business here as we six hits combined, four for Montgomery and two for the Braves. See if the Braves get a good performance from their bullpen as Jason Creasy is the first out. The right-hander delivers, is called a strike. What a performance, a career best performance for Alan Winans. He goes seven innings, allowed four hits, one walk, and 10 strikeouts for the right-hander. As Creasy throws a good curveball that time, get miss. And that quickly pushes the count to nothing and two. Bottom of the lineup. And then back to the top. 9-1 and 2 due up here for Montgomery. The next is popped up right side. Foul and out of play. Braves and Biscuits. First of a six-game series. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Creasy with that fastball. But Winans heading into his offseason and what appears to be a trip to the Arizona. Really, really good about how he pitched here tonight. He was outstanding. A new career high, 10 strikeouts. His Creasy ball kind of slipped out of the hand and nearly hit Aliko Williams, who doubled his first double. Count evens up now. Two balls and two strikes. Creasy first out of the Embrace bullpen tonight. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive base hit for Williams. He's now 2-for-3 as he hits a base hit on a couple of hops by Malloy, the left fielder. And what a double-A debut for the shortstop. Lovely as well tonight. We'll bring in the leadoff hitter now, Oslavis Basabe. Well, for Creasy, he makes his 11th appearance, rather, 6.57 earned run average. 12 and a third innings pitched. He's walked seven, struck out eight. The 30-year-old from Charlotte, North Carolina, drafted originally out of Clayton High School. Drafted in the eighth round, 2011. Here's the next offering. It's low and outside for a ball. Count even, one ball and one strike. 1,000 bark in the park. Then get a count of the dogs in the ballpark, but I heard quite a few. One ball, one strike. Creasy kicks and delivers. Breaking ball grounded sharply to the second baseman, Miller. Second for one. Oh, gets a good throw to first. And that is a double play. 4-6-3 on the twin kick. Nice turn. As he had a lot of momentum into that throw. It's short. On the nice feed. Bounce play turned. That'll bring in Eric Osberg, their designated hitter. Here's Osberg, who is 0-for-3 so far today. Facing off against Creasy now with the bases empty. That erases that up in deep right center field. On the move out there, and a dive and a catch by Mr. Andrew. Robs Osberg of extra bases, and Andrew put that one on that highlight reel. That was a full-out dive and catch as he lays out and makes one of the best of the season. How about that? So Andrew Moritz takes away extra bases, and we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Get this offense going. On we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Still scoreless here in Pearl.
Ever need something from a friend in a time? What about insurance? At Farm Bureau Insurance, our local agents are your friends and neighbors, always ready to lend a hand in your community. And Farm Bureau Insurance is headquartered right here in Mississippi, with local agents in your community. Get a free quote at faithrates.com, at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Shivers Construction Firm, located in downtown Jackson. We specialize in all types of electrical work, including commercial service, and are also certified Generac generator dealers. We can install a generator of any size to fit your commercial or residential situation. Our service trucks go to businesses throughout central and southern Mississippi at 901 Southwest Street in Jackson. Call us at 601-968-0145 or find us online at Shivers Construction Company.
What does it mean to add a refreshing Coca-Cola to an ordinary day? It means your family's celebrating the 5th of July. It's turning into the best meat in the house. Or spending a weekend losing your voice while finding it. It means sitting down with a delicious Interrupting the Interruptions. After all, there are 364 other days that would love some fireworks. So grab an ice cold Coke and make any day a holiday. Open happiness.
The Mississippi Braves are on 103.9 double.
Eighth inning, and Arden Papps leads things off. First offering in there for a strike. As we begin the bottom half of the eighth inning, Clark Park in Pearl. As the Biscuits go back to their bullpen, as they're swept by Riverbend Tire Center, call to the bullpen, a scoreless inning from Jason Creasy, and he certainly gave Andrew Moritz another dugout after making that amazing catch. Andrew Gross, new pitcher, 6'4", 195 pounds. Phoenix, Arizona takes over on the mound here. And now 1-2 on Arden Pabst, who serves as the designated for Pabst. That takes it a little bit upstairs for a ball. It's 2-2. Gross from that sidearm delivery. Deliver pitches a one-hopper up the middle. Wide throw by the second baseman out there, Basabe, but a nice stretch by Edwards at first. And they get him for out number one. So Paps is retired to start this bottom of the eighth inning. But somebody's got to score, don't they?
Says that in the rules.
The broadcaster, great Chris Adams-Wall, said a unfathomable thing during the break about a projection for this ball game. I won't even repeat it. First pitch is strike to Andrew Moritz. Two words put together. One starts with an E, one with an I. Ponder that one. One ball. Moritz has walked and grounded out so far in this one. Crouches in that left-handed part of the box after making the catch. Flies this one out there towards shallow left field. Coming on is Holsizer. He'll make the catch, and that's out number two. That'll bring in the first baseman, Landon Stevens. 7, 8, and 9 due up here in this bottom of the eighth inning. 7 hits combined, 5 for Montgomery, 2 for the Braves. As the second reliever out of the bullpen for Montgomery. Scoreless, he struck out 3. No runs or hits allowed. And now Grove's arm delivery called a strike at the knees on Stevens, who didn't like that call. Nothing and a 2. Gross appearing for the 35th time, coming in 1-3, a 4.61 ERA. This pitch popped up behind home plate. This will land. It lands in the seats. That's the only chance we have an opportunity to get a foul ball, as if we get a good bounce. Yeah, nice souvenir for some fans down below in the expensive seats. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He changed speeds that time. And a swing and a miss by Stevens retires the side. Lever Gross. And we played 8 onto the ninth inning. No score. Braves and Biscuits here at Trustmark Park.
A lot of bad things happen if you don't call to have utility lines located and marked before you start digging or drilling post holes. Hitting a buried gas line can be explosive. A high-powered electrical line can be shocking. Hitting a water line can result in a real muddy mess and result in having to boil your water. Hitting a cable TV line can result in strained relationship with your neighbors. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Anything to do.
From loans and mobile banking to CDs and checking accounts, River Trust Federal Credit Union has you covered. That's why you owe it to yourself to open a savings and checking account at River Trust Federal Credit Union. River Trust offers lower interest rates on loans and higher interest rates on the road to financial well-being. Let us help you take charge of your financial future today. Log on to our website at rivertrustfcu.com. River Trust, driving the financial success of our members.
Do you have a passion for helping others? The huge demand for behavioral health services allows for more opportunities to those who have a passion for helping the most vulnerable. Region 8 Mental Health provides behavioral health, alcohol and drug, and intellectual and developmental disability services to those who need it most. If you possess a degree in a mental health related field, hold a psychiatric nurse practitioner license, or are a registered nurse, Region 8 provides 1-824-0342. Region 8 Mental Health. That's the power of 8.
Back to M. Braves Baseball on 103.9 WYAB.
Well, it was a career night for Alan White. As White ends with a career-high 10 outs over 7 shutout innings, unfortunately for him, it's a no decision. As the Braves go back to the base in Creasy, they'll turn it over to the flame-throwing right-hander, Mr. Kyle Wilcox. Had a great conversation with Kyle and Biloxi. Missed that conversation, you can catch it on an episode of the Mississippi Braves. Your Apple, iTunes, or Spotify playlist, but talking with Kyle about the upper 90s sinker along with that slider. First year in the Atlanta Braves organization. After spending his entire 1-0 pitch, it's upstairs for a ball as he threw in one of his outings in Biloxi 17 pitches, struck out through 17 sliders. And in his second outing in Biloxi, he threw 21 pitches, 19 were sliders. See how many he goes with here.
Well, that's variation right there.
He was working on that pitch and went it in. Certainly can argue with it. 2-0 the count. Next offering to Edwards again. That slider misses low and outside. 3 balls and no strikes.
I mean, we've seen guys in the major leagues, but like Jacob DeGrom's a great example. In outings, we'll throw just fastball slider. And when your stuff's good enough, people can't hit back to those pitches.
Pitch on the way. Bounces in the dirt as he spikes the slider that time. And that'll put a base runner on to start this top of the ninth. As the Biscuits have the leadoff man aboard. Evan Edwards draws the walk. Only the second walk issued by Brent. Wilcox will pitch with a front base here.
Now, that's been the one thing for him. He has walked a lot. He gets his 12th walk now. In just 10-plus innings.
Well, counts from Danbury, Connecticut, 28 years old. His 12th appearance. Great numbers, no record. .82 earned run average in his first 10 and a third innings pitched. 11 strikeouts, now 12. Trying to harness that command. First pitch, slider, ball, the 1-0 pitch. Slider outside for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes.
He can get the ball in the strike zone. He's been virtually unhittable, and that's why his numbers are so good. A lot of times he'll maybe...
Here's the next offering. Inside pushes him off the plate with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It seemed real comfortable out there on the mound right now. Maybe he can regroup here with a count 3 balls and no strikes. Play him to pull on the infield. No batting gloves for Holsizer as he holds it down on the knob. The 3-0 at 4. And that's back-to-back walks issued to the 3 and 4 hitters. Edward consecutive balls. And 2 on, nobody out. And the batter will be Diego Infante now. As the mound and talk it over with Wilcox. Trying to get him back in rhythm here. A guy like Wilcox, he has the strikeout stuff. Even back-to-back walks doesn't necessarily, because he is such a strikeout pitcher.
Well, yeah, and I mentioned at the beginning of the inning, his numbers are not great if they're fantastic everywhere else. And a lot of times they'll start the inning with a walk or two, turn it on, throw a bunch of pitches for strikes, nope, and then it gets out of the inning scoreless.
So two on, nobody out. He's 0-3 so far today. The pitch is a strike over the outside corner. 97-mile-an-hour fastball that time. See if Winans can find a way here. It seemed like Infante take a pitch that time. See if he would throw one in the strike zone. The next, a slider at the bottom of the zone in there for a called strike two. The sweet pitcher whisperer, Bo Hinning, putting a couple of strikes in there for him. Here's the 0-2 pitch. He hit there low, trying to get a chase that time. A good block up by the catcher, Javier. It's a ball and two strikes. Top of the ninth inning. It's brings another Riverbend Tire Center call to the bullpen with Wilcox coming out. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Oh, wow. Looked to be right there, but called a ball. My home plate umpire, Dexter Kelly. So 12 pitches so far for Wilcox. So the first three hitters. The pitch. Slider. A little bit downstairs. Ball three. So it's a full count. 3-2. Goes from 0-2 to 3. Deck is Jordan Kazar. Only base that's open is third base now.
This feels huge. Feels like he has to get this out here.
Fonte, runners go. Swing at a choppers. Hit slowly down the third baseline, but foul. As the runners now have to head back to to second. Holsizer back to first. So a full count. 3-2. Left foot on the box, barely staying on the box. The pitch, 3-2, is swung on and lifted high in the air out towards center field. The runners were off the room out there. He makes the catch. And with the runners off, no chance to tag. So it's still first and second now, one away. Out by Diego Infante. He's 0-4. He got barrel on it, but out there to the deepest part of the yard, and Cody Milligan roams. So Holsizer over there at first base. And here's Jordan Kazar.
That was a missed opportunity for Montgomery to have Edwards tag up from second there.
See if they want to be aggressive. Kazar has a hit today. The pitch cut on a miss. Slider for a swing and a miss. You look at a guy's scouting report, a fastball that can touch 100 miles an hour, and all he is doing is throwing sliders. Here's the 0-1 pitch on the way to Kazar. Slider is a little bit low. That slider in that 87-mile-per-hour range. No score, top of the ninth inning. Final home regular season. 1-1 pitch. There go the runners inside, and Valdez has no play as he backhands it out of the dirt. It's 2-1, and that's a double steal. To third base goes Edwards. His fourth stolen base. And he picks up his 12th as he gets into scoring position at second. So now second and third, one out on Jordan Kazar.
Double play out of order now.
Yep, pitch on the way. Slider, low and inside for ball three. And it's 3-1.
Well, now if you're Kazar, Chris, sorry to interrupt you there, I feel like he's just trying to get the here.
They're going to intentionally walk him to load the bases up now for the catcher, Blake Hunt. So the intentional walk will load the bases up. And the batter will be Hunt on that right side. And the force at every base. As Hunt. Well, today is 1-3. Here's the righty's pitch. Fastball misses downstairs for ball one. Big gap out there in left center field for Hunt. Middle plays halfway for a potential double play. Third baseman Delgado playing back. First baseman Lugbauer on the grass. The pitch, slider, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike.
Well, they did the intentional walk, right? You put the double play back in order. You're conceding the fact that if they bring across, to hit, you already feel like you're out of it anyway.
The 1-1 pitch is a slider at the bottom of the zone. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Pitch count really starting to rise now for Wilcox. He's over the 20 now. As activity starts in that Braves bullpen, the 1-2 pitch, slider down and in. Man down even. I don't know if he has fastball in his game plan for today or not, but this would be Mike going for it. He could do it right here. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Hunt with the bases loaded. The pitch. Slider swinging. First strike out for Wilcox. And now the bases are loaded with two outs. Alejandro P.A.
Well, I think Hunt was sitting fastball there, and he was expecting it way out in front of the dirt. Nice pitch by Wilcox. And now he has a chance here, Chris, to get out of this.
So the bases are loaded with two out to keep this game scoreless. The pitch by Winans. A slider low and outside for ball one. This is 20. And I believe he's thrown just one fastball. Uses that tough 1-0 pitch, ground ball up the middle. But now Ranger over, he won't get to it. Into center field, that's a base hit. Edwards comes in to score. Skits take advantage of the three walks with a C&I single up the middle. It's 2-0 Biscuits here in the ninth. That's what you were afraid of with those walks, is just something that wasn't hit hard that might get through. And PA picks up his first couple of double-A RBIs, as it's now here in the ninth inning. So Edwards and Holsizer come in to score. Stopping at second base, and now the first pitch to Alinka Williams, the number 9 batter and shortstop, is fouled away. It's nothing and one. 2-0 Montgomery. As they strike here at the top of the ninth inning, in there for a strike, another slider. It's quickly nothing and two. On Williams, it was 2-for-3 as Biscuit's debut tonight. Now the 0-2 from Wilcox. Loop out towards shallow as Miller looks up, makes the catch. The ball hit off the end of the bat. And the side is retired, but damage done as the Biscuits get two runs on one hit. Take advantage of three walks and strand two. And we head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Braves work to do as they trail the Biscuits here tonight 2-0.
It's time to set out on an adventure. Whether your needs are to get tournament ready or get the family out of the water, when you purchase a new Alumacraft at Smith Marine, you get the advantage of the exclusive 2XB plated hull, Mod V or Aquadynamic hulls, and Alumatrack mounting systems. Whether it's winning the next big bass tournament or tracking waterfowl with the kids, come by and start your next Alumacraft adventure at Smith Marine in Ridgeland and at SmithMarineSafes.com.
B&B Theaters in Ridgeland, including Screenplay, an innovative screening room dedicated to families with small children. The room features a screen-side play area for toddlers and a full slide. In the MX4D Theater, guests may choose a motion simulator experience with in-theater special effects. ScreenX is the world's first immersive cinematic platform enhancing the visual experience through additional projections on the walls of the theater. bbtheaters.com.
Green Siren Auto on Ridgewood Road in Ridgeland can do it all. Is your check engine light on? Take it to Green's. Air not blowing anymore? Take it to Green's. Squeaky brakes, bald tires, misaligned front end? Take it to Green's. Green's Tire and Auto can do it and operate just like new again when you take it to Green's. Green's Tire and Auto, Ridgewood Road in Ridgeland. Take it to Green's. 60101.
The Mississippi Braves play here on 1039 WYAB.
In the bottom of the ninth inning, top of the lineup, as the Braves get going. As the first pitch, a strike. The next is fouled off down the third base line by Milligan. It's quickly nothing and two. So the Braves have the top of the lineup against Andrew Gross here, back out for his second inning of work. Now the pitch is going to miss by Milligan, and he's down on strike, so he chased that one a little bit outside and high. It's a little bit off for
Out number one. Second strikeout for Gross. We'll bring you Jalen Miller now, the Braves' second baseman. So it's Miller. With nobody on and one out the pitch. A drop down to first pitch fastball. Fouled it straight back. It's nothing even. So Miller. Out towards the right-hander. The pitch is fouled off that front foot. And nothing and two. Miller 0 for 3 so far today. Braves two hits so far. Josh Robertson, two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, three strikeouts, and so far scoreless. A couple of strikeouts for Gross. Nothing and two on Jalen here. Hayden's a career start for him. The 0-2 pitch. We're going to miss. As he could not make contact. And that's strikeout number three now for Gross. Two down here in the ninth inning. That'll bring in Justin as he will bat. Now is the last chance for the Braves. Just get one guy on here and you can bring that tie up. And pitch a little bit low and outside for ball one to Malloy.
We saw the M Braves just 2 days ago.
Comeback kids, 10 comebacks. In the eighth inning or later this year, that's a club record.
That's a massive number. That's two last year.
Not as many games last year, but still.
Yeah.
Here's the one. He fouls it straight back into the screen. It's 1-2 now. Braves down to their final out, final strike. Game number 131 for the Braves. Game number 126 for the Biscuits. They had some canceled due to COVID. Be a slider away that time. And the count evens now. It's 2-2. Deuces wild. Two balls. On deck is Valdez. Itching for a chance. 2-2. A swing and a miss. Fastball geared up on it. South the side in the ninth inning. 4 Ks overall as he'll save it for himself. And the Biscuits strike for two runs in the top of the ninth inning. And win it by that score of 2-0 in a pitcher's duel Tuesday night. Totals in the Budweiser postgame show are next.
Did you know that parking at Trustmark Park for Mississippi Braves? Well, it's true. As the Braves defend their league title in 2022, don't worry about the hassle of paying for parking. Beer or foam finger in the team store. We want to make your experience as easy as possible. To purchase your tickets to the next MBravesBraves.com or call 888-BRAVES-4.
Hey, this is Braves outfielder Justin Dean, and I'm with just a Secondhand Smoke. Did you know that secondhand smoke kills more than 500 Mississippians every year? Secondhand smoke exposure is when non-smokers breathe smoke exhaled by smokers or from burning tobacco products. There is no safe level of secondhand smoke exposure. If you or someone you know smokes and is ready to call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, 1-800-784-8669, or go to www.quitnet for free help.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Crawl Your Clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Each clip your game will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get cut. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Foul ball got your window? Call Venable Glass. If it's broken, Venable Glass can fix it. Call
601-605-4443. Well, a tough night for the Braves. They are shut out on two hits to the Montgomery Biscuits, as they fall by the final score of 2-0. First game of the series. The Braves have now lost 5 in a row, going back to last Thursday night. We'll try to get back on track tomorrow. Final totals for the ball game for the victorious Biscuits. They score their 2 runs on 6 hits, commit no errors in the ball game. The winning pitcher is Andrew Gross, the reliever. He picks up his second win now, 2-3 on the season. For the Biscuits, They a total of 7 runners, finished 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. For the Braves, no runs, 2 hits, and 1. They stranded 3 on base, 0-for-2 with mid-in scoring position. The losing pitcher, Kyle Wilcox, he drops to 0-1 after giving up those runs on 1 hit, 3 walks, 1 strikeout in the top half of the ninth inning. Well, it was a great start for Alan Winans, maybe accurately say the best start of his career, which happens to be his last of the 2022 regular season. Winans, the work of a scoreless baseball, no runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 10 strikeouts for Winans as he goes 7 shutout innings and strikes out 10, faced 26 batters. He only threw 84 pitches as well, 60 for strikes. Just phenomenal, the outing for Alan Winans. Good decision. How about this for Winans? He'll finish his time with the Braves with a 2.44 earned run average with a 2.44 ERA after 7 shutout innings on 4 hits in today's ballgame. John Doxakis Biscuits was solid as well through 5 innings, no runs, 2 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts in the ballgame. A pretty efficient game as well. Was 2 hours and 20 minutes right on the dot. 1,005 was the attendance. So 2 hours and 20 minutes, the time of the ballgame. And the attendance was 1,005. Gorgeous night for baseball. 77 degrees. It's down around 70 right now. Just a perfect night for baseball. A little bit of fall weather already in the air here in central Mississippi. Braves fall 2-0. We'll take a look at the scoring rundown. It's baseball. Budweiser postgame show on 103.9 WYAB.
During a medical emergency, that's why at Merit Health, you'll find less waiting in our emergency rooms. In fact, we will work diligently to have you initially see a medical professional in 30 minutes or less. And with 5 convenient locations, ER care is nearby when you need it. Because there's merit in less waiting and faster care. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge. Learn more at MyMeritHealth.
Hey guys, it's buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday at Buffalo Wild Wings. And guess what? It's Boneless Thursdays, which means free wings.
You'd be a great dad.
Buy one, get one free boneless Thursday, only at Buffalo Wild Wings. Buy one, get one of equal value free at participating locations for a limited time. While supplies last, limit one, not valid with other all valid on Buffalo Wild Wings website or app. Fees may apply.
Live bigger, be bolder, and make your truck into a statement at Rick's Pro Truck. Rick's has 3 big in Flowood, Gluckstadt, and Pearl. Rick's Pro Truck carries all the top lines in truck accessories, as well as for commercial vehicles and vans. Accessory location for decades. We've got you covered, from suspension and lifts to wheels and tires, step bars, and more. Get to ricksprotruck.com for special retail offers. Rick's Pro Truck in Flowood and Gluckstadt, and now in their new location on Highway 80 East in Pearl.
Get ready to chuck. M Braves Baseball is on 103.9 WYAB.
Tuesday night here at Trustmark Park, 2-0 in favor of the Biscuits. And, of course, the scoring rundown, not that difficult tonight, as the game was scoreless until the ninth inning. Over for the Braves in the top of the ninth inning. You know, walking the first two batters on 8 consecutive pitches, as Edwards and Nico Holsizer fly out to center by Diego Infante, followed that to retired, intentionally walked Jordan Cazar after a double steal, which advanced the runners to second and third, respectively. Strike out Blake Hunt after the intentional walk for the second out, but then Alejandro Pia picks up his first 2, Edwards and Holsizer, and that ends up being the game-winning hit. Just a C&I single up the middle. And a 2-run score to make it a 2-0 game, and that would be all she wrote, unfortunately, tonight for the Braves, who suffered the loss. Braves with the loss dropped to 30-32 in the second half, 59-72 overall on the season. The Biscuits are over 500, 68-58, and they pick up their 40th win of the second half. They're now 40-24. Are these red-hot Biscuits who are headed to the playoffs for the 7th consecutive season. So that's your total hours, 20 minutes And the attendance, 1,507 here on this Tuesday night. Jack Higgins standing by. He's got some scores in Ohio baseball. A big night for a rehabbing Atlanta Brave in Gwinnett. He'll talk about that and get pushed for the Rome Braves. And an update from Atlanta, who remains out there on the West Coast trying to get back into the win column. Preview what's coming up, a big week promotions-wise here at Trustmark Park. You'll have all that for you next as the Budweiser postgame interviews from Trustmark Park right after this.
Good things are going on.
Health. Health is so important. Blue Health Baptist, where the experience of being healthy is leading to an even healthier tomorrow.
It's made me feel good.
It's good to be blue.
At the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures call memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
So with a six-game series against the Montgomery Biscuits, September 13th through 18th at Trustmark Park. Join us for Bark in the Park and Dollar Hot Dogs all game long on Tuesday. March Thursday to head into the weekend. Make the first 1,000 fans get an Austin Riley replica jersey presented by Morgan & Morgan. Saturday will be a mega fireworks across Blue Shield of Mississippi. The final day of the regular season, the 205, is Raising Cane Sunday Family Fun Day. Plus a World Series ring giveaway presented by Howard Technology Solutions. Braves.com.
The Mississippi Braves play here on 103.9 WYAE.
Welcome back to the Budweiser Pregame Show. A tough loss for Mississippi tonight. 2-0 to Montgomery. Alan Winans, a career best start for him. That tied a career high. He set a career high with 10 strikeouts. Was fantastic all night. The changeup, superb. Hitter was sharp. And he gave it his best effort. Montgomery just scratched across 2 in the ninth and snuck away with a win. Jack Sadikin taking you the rest of the way here from Pearl at Trustmark Park. We'll go ahead and look at our scan the Southern League. We'll start with the Big League Club, who is in San Francisco for their second of three tonight. Trying to spot of those since June started for Atlanta. They're down 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Kyle Wright takes the mound tonight. That was right around a 2-5. And or 3-3, excuse me. And he is up against the San Francisco right-hander, Jacob Junis, this evening. So it's 1-0 San Francisco. The first inning just ended at Oracle Park. For the rest of the Atlanta Braves organization, Gwinnett walked off Durham 5-4 at home. Ozzie Albies in his second week of rehab, 3 RBI. He hits the walk-off home run to center field and wins it for Gwinnett. Great game at second base. He's getting closer and closer in his rehab. Atlanta will have kind of an embarrassment of riches when he gets at that second base slot right now. Rome beat Bowling Green 3-2 in 10 innings, so they did not play tonight. That was game one of the league championship series between Rome and Bowling Green. So Rome gets that first game in the Sally League Championship Series. That'll be Ivory's best of three series between Rome and Bowling Green. Had to get the confirmation from Chris. In the Southern League, Chattanooga beat Tennessee 6-2. Meehan leads Rocket City 5-2 in the ninth, and Biloxi leads Pensacola 7-2 in the ninth. Kind of an anticlimactic. Lauser said it's Rocket City and Tennessee in the North Division, and Pensacola and Montgomery in the South Division. Those are your Southern League, as well as the Atlanta Braves organization. When we come back, I'll wrap up the Budweiser postgame show. I'll give you the pitching matchup for tomorrow. Really cool giveaways and promotions we have going on in this final weekend of the season at Trustmark Park. Stay tuned for that, the most final segment after this.
When you choose natural gas, chocolate chip cookies get a little tasty. Homes get a little cozier.
Bank accounts tend to put on some weight. Towels get fluffier. Showers stay hot for longer. And our blue planet gets a little greener. When it comes to choosing energy that's clean and efficient, this could be more American. Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Venable Glass is your local glass and automotive and commercial glass. Venable Glass can do it all. Windshield repair, replacement of shower doors and mirrors, and everything in between. With unmatched reliability and customer service. Don't forget, tell your insurance company you want to use Venable Glass. And remember, you do have a voice. Let Venable Glass work hard to earn your business. Call us today in Ridgeland or Brandon for a free estimate, or visit us online at VenableGlass.com.
There's no other restaurant like Salabuki's New York Pizza and Ice Cream Joint. Adults can lounge on our patio or enjoy drinks at the bar while watching their while feasting on the region's best hot wings, fried ravioli, or crispy calamari. In the dining room, families share huge pies topped with fresh in-house. Is over, there's always room for a trip to the scoop shop. Want to earn some great money? Salad Mookie's is hiring. Apply at SaladMookie's.com and you could be on the few days. That's SaladMookie's.com. A great place to work.
Mississippi Braves Baseball is brought to you by Nationwide Insurance Agents Rusty Healy and 1-856-3681. Nationwide is on your side.
Welcome back to the Budweiser Post from Trustmark Park. Mississippi falls to Montgomery 2-0 tonight. 5 games to go in the 2022 regular season. We want that this weekend at Trustmark Park is a must attend. On Friday, we have a Austin Riley 19 jersey giveaway, the same number he wore when he was a Mississippi Brave. That is on Friday to the first 1,000 Park. That jersey presented by Morgan and Morgan. Should be a fun night. Some Friday night baseball. Grab that Austin Riley jersey. And it's on Saturday. It's our Negro Leagues tribute night and our mega fireworks show, the biggest fireworks show of this Trustmark Park. Be sure to catch a seat. I recommend the first base side and watch that fireworks show after the game on Saturday. And listen, on Sunday, that's a 2:05 first pitch on Sunday. We have our 2021 World Series replica ring. The first 1,000 fans in the ballpark will get their hands on that 2021 replica ring. We did it. People went nuts for it, and everybody got to the ballpark super early. The first fans were lining up 3 hours before the game to get their hands on that replica ring. So get here early on the final game of the season. Get a replica ring. Stay and cheer on your Braves as they try and beat the 2022 on a high note. The pitching matchup for Game 2 of this series on Wednesday night, 6:35 Central Pitch, is left-hander Dylan Dodd for the Braves. He's 1-4, a 3.27 ERA, against Michael Mercado for Montgomery, who he has a 4.92 earned run average. That'll do it for the broadcast tonight. A tough luck loss for Mississippi and Alan Winant to Montgomery. For Chris Harris, I'm Jack Sadegan. Enjoy the rest of that Tuesday night, and we'll see you Wednesday. First pitch at 6:35. The game will start 15 minutes before then, right here on 103.9 WYAB.
You've been listening to Mississippi Braves Baseball on 103. For more information on the M-Braves or to purchase tickets to an upcoming game, visit MississippiBraves.com.
This is Central Mississippi's Stimulating Talk.
103.9 WYAB, Pocahontas, Jackson.
Their savings invested in the stock market.
Well, and as long as the stock market's going up, the Biden administration's going to insist in a recession. We are. That's not the value. That's not how you determine whether we're in a recession. Not the stock market. It's GDP.
And by the way, what the Federal Reserve is doing is necessary.
It
so
is.
I applaud
they should
them.
Have.
Exactly. They waited too long, and now it's more severe. The effect is more severe.
And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Department of Justice and the FBI are expanding their attempts to prosecute Donald Trump and his political allies. The New York Times is reporting that in the past few weeks, the FBI has raided the home of 40 known associates of the former president. That includes seizing the phone of at least one of his lawyers, Boris Epstein. It appears focused on anyone associated with the president who didn't think the 2020 election was fair and was advocating for constitutional and legal pathways to change the outcome of that. Among the people targeted, former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, social media advisor Dan Scavino, and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
You know, this is just modern day, you know, they're calling these folks out.
It's fascism. It's the politicization of the DOJ and the FBI, and it's un-American. We'll be right back.
You're standing on America Baloney and Stephen Parr.
Whether you live in the South,
Alabama,
on the East Coast,
what do you mean, fuck,
or way up north,
oh, you betcha, yeah,
you can find all of your guns, accessories, and supplies at RedRiverRange.com. The range carries the premier brands of firearms, and they're stocked with a wide assortment of handguns, rifles, shotguns, and arms. Begins at RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range, located in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to this dude in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my
chair.
You
can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally...
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have a rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That
they
pink
feel so
is
good.
Very pretty. Listen, my sheets, they're
really?
Giza sheets. Girl, I slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are... Yeah,
yes.
They dry good. They're a great size.
And
but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the
slippers because I won't order them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay,
we'll
deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow, your people. MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In college and woke corporations all across this country.
I mean, talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech, we should thank them.
They put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech
need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Okay, I love what you already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Happen if what you want to say is the words fall out. Honesty, honesty.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So only hours ago, Joe and Jill Biden left the White Finley.
For good?
No,
oh.
Not at all.
Oh, sorry, I got my hopes up.
No, here's the thing.
Yeah.
They left suddenly.
Okay.
It was an unplanned trip to Delaware.
Okay.
They plan to return at 8 p.m. this evening.
Just a quick trip back to Delaware and back. Okay.
He told reporters that he was flying to Delaware to vote. Now, how many tens of dollars did it cost the taxpayers for him to take a trip to Delaware? For only a few hours, and then return the same day. It does make sense. He says he was flying home to Delaware to vote. Why? Why?
I don't.
Why now? I mean, he goes home to Delaware.
Right.
Nearly every weekend, nearly.
And I mean, it is a primary day in Delaware today. And polls close at 8 p.m. Couldn't he not have early voted? Look, he's such a fan of voting by mail. He doesn't, you know, he lives in the White House. I think that's a pretty good excuse.
It is. But what was the carbon footprint of this trip all the way to Delaware by plane? No, he took Air Force One.
He took a 747.
To fly from Washington, D.C.
for him and Jill to ballot.
And
a state that they were in, what, last week?
And
they were there last week. He could have early voted.
Well, he forgets. But here's the thing. This is what he said just 2 hours before he got on to Air Force One to go vote in Delaware.
Uh-huh.
He says, we're going, this is a direct quote, aggressive action ever to address the climate crisis and energy security.
He flies a 747 to go vote.
This is how you know they don't mean what they say when it comes to all virtue signaling. Because if you have the chance to get on a plane, you're going to get on the plane, no matter how much that carbon footprint is.
Question is, did he use a paper ballot? Because a paper ballot, I mean, that's carbon right there, too. Oh, my gosh. He's just lighting the planet on fire.
Question for American mamas. Dear mamas, do you feel unsafe by the mere existence of Ben Shapiro?
Well, let's ask our American
mama.
And joining us now are American Moms, Terry Nutterville and Denise Arthur. So last month, Ben Shapiro went to a podcast convention in Dallas, Texas. In Dallas, fairly conservative place, conservative. And at this podcast convention, he wasn't scheduled to be there. The Daily Wire. Yeah, the Daily Wire went up, and people were like, oh, that's great. And people were getting photographs with him. But some people complained they felt unsafe. Simpro was in the building. They complained to the podcast group, and it's called the Podcast Movement.
Yeah.
And then immediately apologized on Twitter to all of the people.
Full responsibility for the harm.
Oh, my gosh.
That is such a shame.
The harm.
I can't take it.
The harm.
Yeah.
Have you ever been harmed by just seeing somebody in a disarmed?
Well, it hurts my eyes when I see Biden, when I see Hillary. My soul recoils at the sound of their voices. But other than that, seriously, those are trigger words. And that is what those, usually the ones on the far left, those are the words. And so I'm always so conflicted because I really do not understand these apologists that apologizing for anything. They're just so worried about being canceled.
But they apologize because they weren't being inclusive or, you know, they were worried about their diversity for all. Now, that was the September 2nd tweets when they were showing their remorse and apologizing and they were going to continue and go over their policy. But, oh, how the worm turns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the organization received backlash from some conservative radio giants over their remarks on Shapiro. So Cumulus Media announced their plans Tuesday and cancel its 2023 sponsorship plans for the annual conference after reportedly giving them sufficient act of their apology. So then
this is what I hope happens.
Around.
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
Because I am so tired of people saying what they mean and meaning what they say, and then the minute somebody comes out and says, oh my gosh, that hurt my feelings, or I'm offended, or I'm feeling harmed by that, they come back and apologize when they know that they meant exactly what they said.
Yeah.
And
now they're covering, covering CYA. Covering their bottom.
I would like to see Cumulus and Daily Wire of that podcast, whatever, because I want them to have consequences, too. I'm so tired of the left not having consequences for this kind of thing. Strong. If they truly, this is the part that there's such a bill of goods that they sell on the left, saying that we're the inclusive, we're the ones that tolerate. No.
Yeah, we just told y'all that the sight of somebody.
Yeah. You don't tolerate.
You have to
include
him. If you're inclusive, you include him.
You better believe what we believe. You better say what we say, or we're going to cancel you. That is the narrative of the left. That is what the actions have proven.
They're doing that. What Cumulus just did. I hope it's contagious.
Yes.
And I hope that other big companies like that will. So the podcast they started, the podcast movement. They quietly removed their bigoted tweet over the weekend. Attacked and publicly apologized for their hateful comments about Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire. So we'll have to see how this is going. It's clean up on aisle three so that they can keep their position.
And I do like the fact that Ben Shapiro, he's another one that kind of...
You can't make him mad.
He has had people say the most gosh-awful things to his
about
face,
his height,
about
his height,
the way
his
he
whatever,
looks, his
yeah.
family. You can't, because he does not allow emotion. He does not allow emotion to be his guide, what captains his ship. He allows facts, truth, and how he feels. His delivery is like, this is the facts.
I wish you could just be him like for one
he's
day.
So brilliant to me. He's smart.
I would just love to
and
be him
And he has a
good
sense of humor.
Because
they have this thing, I don't know, where a lot of people will send him a video. Usually it's lives of TikTok from Twitter. And they watch his reaction as he's watching these. His response is so funny to me because it's genuine. Sometimes he'll go, okay, I can go along with that. But he gets so ticked because some of it's so outlandish. It's so crazy.
crazy in this world that so becomes.
But
so
he
intense.
Entertains them when they have a question.
Yeah, people start booing them. He always says, "Whoa, let him speak," because he's such a freedom of speech fighter. He's all in.
Well, I love that everybody thinks he's in. And you know, this one guy had challenged him, so he asked the guy how tall he was. He was like 5'8" or something, and he brought him up on the stage, and Ben was taller than him. Shut him down.
Yeah.
Hang in there, Ben. Hang in there.
If you'd like to ask our American Moments a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/moments button. Turn out of Denise Arthur. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
There's more fresh roasted American Ground Radio brewing. So stick around. Video with Louis R. Avoni and Stephen Parr.
When the U.S. versus Wade had Dobbs case, we celebrated a victory for life and for justice in America. I'm Laura Knight, president of Pro-Life Mississippi. For 40 years, Pro-Life Mississippi has worked diligently to educate the public and lawmakers about the value of life from fertilization to natural death. People that Mississippi is now abortion-free. Our work is now more important than ever. We now turn our focus to Mississippi mothers and families. Our community outreach efforts continue to inspire the public to build a culture of life on a local level. As a nonprofit organization, Pro-Life Mississippi, that's why we need your support to continue our vital mission. We must remain watchful. We will expose any attempts by the abortion industry to call and deceive the public. Will you join us today? Learn more by going to prolifems.org. That's ProLifeMS at 601-956-8636.
CBS News Brief just coming in on the Northeast earlier tonight. Police Department Superintendent Felipe Colon saying a short time
Boston
ago.
Boston Police and Boston EMS responded to 39 Leon Street, part of a package that had exploded.
A 45-year-old male staff member suffered minor hand injuries. A second package was found and rendered safe by the bomb squad. Workers are threatening to go on strike. That could be bad news for commuters like Christine Gord in Chicago.
I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to get to work next? I talked to my HR people and say, you know, there's no way I'm going to be able to come down.
The consumer price index for August was up 8% from a year ago. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Typically, lower gas prices bring down the cost of other goods. But so far, even though the average price of a gallon of gas fell 26 cents in the past month.
And there was a sell-off on Wall Street today. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer
Cutler. The following is a paid advertisement.
Time now for your real estate report. Another historic year for Shane Saxton of Hopper Properties. He has been named Hopper's top agent again for the second straight year. With Hopper property sales topping $300 million in that span, we grab Shane Saxton for his thoughts.
Man, I love what I do. I love the people I work with every day. And, man, what can I say? I just love my job.
More to the propertiesms.com and with the hashtag Saxton Sells.
617-24-1435.
Gather around this football season with us. Tackle everyone's cravings with our classic Sweep the Kitchen pizza, topped to the edge with 11 ingredients. Or pick from any of our 10 specialty foods and desserts, like our buttery breadsticks, loaded cheese sticks, wings, warm muffled lettuce, sweet gooey cinnamon sticks, and so much more. Don't just bring your A game, bring your appetite. Because when you bring Johnny's Pizza House, you're the real MVP. Johnny's Pizza House.
Is a company in motion, striving daily to improve the way the roofing industry operates and is perceived. A leader in commercial and residential walls and maintenance. Malone means the highest quality materials delivered with expertise workmanship from a claim or construction. At Malone, you found your roofing and metal walls partner. Malone has proven for generations there is nothing we can't accomplish. Protecting people through what matters to you. More info at ecmalone.com.
Jack, listen to these guys. I'm telling you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. There is a low pressure system moving from Washington, D.C. across the country. It may get a little bumpy. Please return to your seats and keep your freedoms fastened.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Saar.
So you have a member of Congress, Representative Tim Ryan, who is running for the open United States Senate seat in Ohio.
Right.
He says that kill and confront the extremist Republican movement. I mean, how member of Congress?
That's kind of insane. I mean, that is not just kind of insane. That is a lot insane. Saying that, and how can you claim to be in favor of calming down the people together when you say stuff like that.
Well, when you continue to demonize Donald Trump and anyone who may have been associated with him, you know, we ought to get someone on the phone who was a member of the Trump administration.
Well, I've got the perfect person.
Are you thinking about John Fleming?
Yeah, John Fleming. Because not
former Congressman John Fleming.
Yeah.
Also, he's a family
business
position.
Owner, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's all a bunch of different businesses in across Texas and Louisiana. And also, a former advisor to the president himself. Former Congressman John Fleming, welcome to American Ground Radio.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good to be on with you.
Thanks so much for your time. First of all, about these FBI raids of people that were associated with Donald Trump. And we're hearing anybody who's a MAGA Republican is an enemy of the state. As someone who worked very closely with the president, are you an enemy of the state?
Well, if you go by the definition of all of these Democrats, it's some of the craziest, starting with Biden, whose actual, the severity of his dementia daily. You also mentioned Tim Ryan. I served with Tim Ryan in Congress. I had to on some things that were, a bipartisan caucus, and the man's weird. He's got hubris. He ain't going to win, and we're going to have a Republican in the Ohio seat. So, but back to your question, this hate that Democrats are using to drive a wedge between Republicans. That's how they want to do this, is divide and conquer, signal to Republicans. Well, look, there are good Republicans and bad Republicans. Why don't you come over to our side, the Democrat side? And so,
right.
It's not going to work.
Okay, Congressman Fleming, at the same time, saying MAGA Republicans are a threat to the country, Democrats are actually contributing thousands and thousands of dollars of MAGA Republicans, especially in the primary season this year. They've been giving money to these MAGA Republicans, hoping that they would defeat who we're going up against, and yet they also say that MAGA Republicans are the biggest problem in America? How can you reconcile those two things?
Well, again, in the Democrat Party, they don't recognize the term or understand the idea of hypocrisy. They practice it every day. So you're absolutely right. They're supporting financially the Republicans. They do this in the swing districts. They figure if they can get a more conservative Republican into the race, that if it's a little bit of a Democrat-leaning district, they can go ahead and win it. So I'm going to work, frankly. And again, I think it's full of hypocrisy and typical of Democrats.
Now, Dr. Fleming, you worked only footsteps away from the Oval Office when you were in the Trump administration. What was that like?
The chill bumps every time I walked past the Oval Office, because I had to in terms of attending meetings. And the way I describe it is like this. My office was sandwiched in between Marks, the chief of staff, and Jared Kushner. I was the deputy chief of staff, handling most of the chief of staff's office, while Mark Meadows, handled work closely to the president and his advice. But then on the other side of Jared Kushner was the Oval Office for me. So I was literally 10 steps in the Oval Office, and certainly when you go in there, and this is true of any president, it's like Wally's. I mean, you realize it's the center of power in the entire world, and it was always very, very much to have the opportunity to work close to the Oval Office and be in the Oval Office at times. But more than that, working with this, he did so much for our country. It's too bad Biden is undoing these things.
So you did work with him closely. You know a lot of other people. What is the one thing about Donald Trump that you wish more people knew?
I tell you, it's going to astound you. The man is full of charm. You don't necessarily, it doesn't necessarily come across on TV, giving a speech, and he may be attacking one of his opponents. But when you're, having dinner with him, you're, it's just with a small group, maybe at dinner or something. He is absolutely full of charm, humorous. He's engaging. He's always the center of attention, as you can imagine. And he's complimentary to people around.
Boy, that must be really special to have worked in the Oval Office. Congressman, you're a doctor, you're a family physician, you're a businessman. I mean, you've done now. There are rumors, actually more than rumors, that you're considering running for lieutenant governor. What's all about?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Lieutenant governor, that apart from being a heartbeat away from the governor's office and the one who would succeed the governor if the governor had to leave office, jurisdiction over the tourism industry, somewhat over restaurants, culture, important things. And all of that is allied with the economy. And one of the things I did in the Trump administration is lead the Economic Development Administration. And with my background in business, my interest is to go to Baton Rouge Lieutenant Governor and not only work with the parks and tourism and all that goes with that, but to help. You know, in Louisiana, we're losing our youth. We're losing our population. We've lost two congressional districts in the last three censuses, and the reason is because job opportunities are elsewhere. They're not in Louisiana the way they once were and the way they are today in Texas, Tennessee, Florida, states such as that. So what I look at where our young adults will not only want to stay in Louisiana because they have a good job, but will return to Louisiana.
Congressman John Fleming.
Well, former congressman, Dr. Fleming. He has so many titles.
Advisor to the sitting between Mark Meadows and Jared Kushner.
That is just exciting
and
stuff.
And candidate for lieutenant governor of the great state of Louisiana. Thank you so much for time with us and sharing some of your insight. Really appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are bringing you a bright spot. That's good. Sounds good, right?
Bright spot. I like bright spots.
All right. Well, they're coming up next.
Your Radio, a daily workout for your political mind with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Parr.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across.
The last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They put their money where, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Whether you live in the South.
Alabama!
On the East.
You call me funny how?
Or way up north.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
You can find all of your guns, accessories, and supplies at RedRange.com. Red River Range carries the premier brands of firearms, and they're stocked with a wide assortment of handguns, shotguns, and archery. Your right to bear arms ends at RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range, located in...
I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere.
Slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have a rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
And people will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink
feel so
is
good.
Very pretty. Listen, oh my gosh, those Giza sheets. Girl, I slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome, too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size,
and
but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
some.
Them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay,
we'll
deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
My Pillow, your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR.
Fatherless homes is where kids are growing up in broken homes. Drug addiction is stealing lives all around us, and at Mercy House Adult and Teen Challenge, we hope to fix the problem by helping place fathers back in their home, free from addiction, and productive in society. Our aim is to see broken families repeat time. The seasons are changing, pretty weather is upon us, and you can be a blessing by donating your vehicle today. Any vehicle, any condition, running or not. All the paperwork is handled, and you get a tax deduction. We will even come pick it up. If you're a business owner and have an aging fleet of vehicles, you can donate those to us and receive a tax deduction. It's an easy and hassle-free process. If you have vehicles sitting in your yard, we can pick those up, place a father back in their home right here in Mississippi by calling today at 601-572-7296, abc.com.
Thank you for helping me get my daddy back.
Here at Lightning Glass and Tint, we've become window tint and windshields. Now, when it comes to window tint, you already know that we're the go-to for home, car, and office. Free consultations. So if you're in the need of window tint or windshields, give us a call. 601-946-1000. Check us out on Facebook or Instagram or at lakeandglassandtint.com. Lakeland Glass and Tint, where quality matters.
Welcome back to American Paul with Lewis Saar Avalone.
You know, right before our interview with Dr. Fleming, we were talking about Representative Tim Ryan running for the open U.S. Senate seat in Ohio.
Yep.
Take a listen, and we did quote him, but you got to listen to this guy in his own words, what he has to say about folks like you. And me.
Democrats aren't right on everything, and I'm willing to sit down and have conversations about how we can move out of this age of stupidity and into and reform. How do we fix all of these broken systems? Some of those answers will come from Republicans, not the extremists that we're today. We've got to kill and confront that movement. But working with normal mainstream Republicans, I think that's going to be really, really important because we have to reform these.
We have to kill and confront that movement.
But working with normal mainstream Republicans. Who gets to define that? You mean
I'll define it, I'll do it based off of facts. I'll do it based off of the polls. Normal mainstream Republican is a MAGA Republican. 80% of the party either backs Donald Trump or Russ.
No,
80% of the party.
The Democrats want you to believe that. That is not what is normal. That is not what is mainstream.
Well, the Democrats define the Republican Party. Facts will define who the mainstream is in the Republican Party. And it want to put the America First agenda back into place. The one that was creating prosperity in the country while Donald... The only time we had more of us getting rid of credit card debt rather than adding credit card debt last 6 years.
No, I mean, you're basically talking about 80 million Americans.
You're saying that those people
are not men.
We've got to confront them.
And you know, there's a lot of people listening right now that would say, you knew what he meant. You know he didn't kill 80 million Americans.
But what if Donald,
you know that.
What if Donald Trump had said we've got a kink movement?
No, but it does.
What would they
seem
have said?
To suggest violence.
It absolutely does. And given how Black Lives Matter behaved and how Maxine Waters has behaved,
it seems to normalize.
Given the Democrat in Las Vegas who murdered a reporter allegedly,
it's terribly irresponsible. And this is a sitting member of Congress who wants to become a United States Senator.
Let's get to a break.
Doing all right, getting good grades, but you just so bright.
Newspaper in America than the Washington Post?
Maybe the New York Times.
Maybe. Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, it's the state like to leak their selected info. Yes, FBI and DOJ, I'm talking about. I don't remember the last time the Washington Post said something positive about Trump before he got into politics. I also don't remember the last time the Washington Post actually said something negative about a Democrat, other than maybe Joe Manchin, which is a bright spot. The Washington Post editorial board actually said something that was negative about a Democrat running for Senate in a swing leveled was actually valid.
Okay.
John Fetterman, lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania, and the Democrat nominee to be their next senator.
He has some health issues.
Okay. Now, before the health issues, the dude's got some ideological issues.
Well, sure.
He ain't right. And that was before the stroke. But earlier this year, Fetterman suffered a stroke. And he wasn't able to do any public events for weeks as he tried to run. His own campaign has admitted his brain isn't back up and running at full power yet. He has auditory processing problems. That means he can't fully understand things people are saying to him. He struggles to process oral communication.
Which those suffering from post-stroke, but not normal in somebody you want to elect to the Senate.
Campaign is refusing to debate Republican Mehmet Oz in public. Fetterman said maybe sometime late October. But the problem is the voting people will be casting their ballots long before Fetterman is willing to face Oz in person because of his lingering effects from a stroke. Early voting
it'll be too late.
Here's the editorial from the Washington Post. Quote, since returning to the campaign trail, Mr. Fetterman has been halting in his performances. He stammers, appears confused, and keeps his remarks short. He held no news conferences. Mr. difficulties with auditory processing, which makes it hard for him to respond quickly to what he's hearing. He receives speech therapy, witty, full recovery. But the lingering, unanswered questions about his health, underscored by his hesitation to debate, are unsettling.
Commentary?
Was this an editorial? From the official editorial board.
Oh, from the official.
By the Washington editorial. Post saying this.
You know what they're doing? Is they're preparing for the red wave.
And they say Mr. Fetterman has asked a six-year contract without giving them enough information to make sound judgments about whether he's up for such a demanding job. We have called from candidates for federal office in both parties, including Donald Trump and Joe Biden. We believe Mr. Fetterman should release his medical records for independent debate Mr. Oz before voters start casting their ballots.
You know, as critical as they may be about Mr. Fetterman, he's far more cogent than Joe Biden.
But at least they're leveling some valid criticism.
No, they should ask the same of the President of the United States.
Yeah, that would really be a bright spot. We'll be back.
Your Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has been in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 discount just by typing in three little letters, A-G-R.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the A-G-R discount.
Every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country and expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. Sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. Sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com.
The Mississippi Braves close out the 2022 rankings against the Montgomery Biscuits September 13th through 18th at Trustmark Park. Join us for Bark in the Park presented by Hollywood Feed and Dollar Hot Dogs all Tuesday. Then we salute First Responders with First Responders Wednesday. Enjoy Truck Works Thursday with $2 16-ounce beers and sodas to head into the weekend.
And it's gone! Two-run homer Austin Riley.
Friday, September 16th, the first 1,000 fans get an Austin Riley jersey presented by Morgan & Morgan. On Saturday, September 17th, the Embrace partner with the City of Pearl for a mega fireworks show, the biggest of the season, Blue Shield of Mississippi. The final day of the regular season, Sunday, September 18th at 2:05, is Raising Cane's Sunday Family Fun Day, plus the World Series with Solutions and Creston. Plus, get your photo ticket with your favorite Mississippi Brain. Gates open 1 hour before game time. For tickets and more information, come.
ABS causes mass hysteria by providing office tech that actually doesn't...
Relax. At Advantage Business Systems, we know office technology isn't that exciting. But we do know it is life-changing. Work life changes. Copiers, printers, mailing machines, and even telephone systems can keep your office running smoothly. Visit absms.com. Advantage Business Systems, helping your business do business.
Dr. Mike Stonington here from Stonington Farm for My Focus. Stonington Farm cattle are Mississippi born, raised, and processed. Save money and buy your meat in bulk with Stonington Farm Beef. delivered through the jack. Our cattle are 100% grass-fed. No hormones, no antibiotics, and no grain. It's delicious, tender, and yes, it's healthy. Visit Stonington Farm, that's StoningtonFarm.com, to place your order. Also, see us on Facebook. Stonington Farm Beef. We are the grass-fed difference.
It's back to church.
I hear something
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parthus, our Avalone.
You know, we talked in the week about how credit card companies now were capitulating to folks that are anti-Second Amendment, I believe.
Democrats.
They're capitulating and creating a separate category of a gun. It will be identified in that classification
as
in
a
that
weapon,
category.
As a firearm.
And many no, this is just a way of making a gun registry in this country.
It is. They're flagging it. You think they aren't going to hand that over to the federal government? You think they are going to hand that information directly over to the ATF?
But see, a lot of people have pointed out that gangers, criminals, don't use credit cards to buy guns and ammo.
You're kidding.
I understand. And they feel like they are abiding citizens are being vilified.
They absolutely are.
And at the same time, what they need to understand, these companies need to understand, is that now people who are purchasing guns will use cash. The credit card companies won't be able to collect their ordinary transaction fee from those purchases when tried as sporting goods.
We should be creating a special category to figure out when someone is using a constitutional. You can create a special category just for when they're tithing?
Then they can track you down.
Whoa.
When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
Well, earlier this week we were talking about the value of work, right? Some thoughts on work that I thought would be good. Here's Theodore Roosevelt. Far and away the best prize that life had a chance to work hard at something worth doing.
Absolutely.
Thomas Edison, opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in over.
That's very true as well.
John Locke, all wealth is the product of labor. And how about Benjamin Franklin? It's the happy man. It is the idle man who is the miserable man.
A paycheck is more than just what we use to pay the bill.
And may your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
This is Central Mississippi Stimulating Talk.
103.9 WYAB, Pocahontas, Jackson.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Release about an explosion on the Northeastern University campus. Police Department Superintendent Felipe Colon says a package exploded earlier tonight.
Located a 45-year-old male who is a staff member suffering from minor hand injuries relative to a package that had exploded.
A second package was found and rendered safe by the bomb squad. The consumer price index showed only a slight drop between 0.3% compared to a year ago. President Biden says he thinks the economy is going to be fine despite today's biggest stock market drop since June 2020.
The stock market doesn't necessarily reflect the state of the economy, as you well know. And the economy is still strong. Unemployment's looking good.
The Dow and S&P 500 closed down almost or at 4%. The Nasdaq was down 5%. Railroad workers could go under supply chain issues and bringing Amtrak and commuter trains to a stop. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says two unions with concerns about scheduling to reach a deal.
The president 2 months ago appointed an emergency board to look at this dispute and make recommendations to resolve it. That panel last month delivered a recommendation that the workers should have their pay increased by a compounded amount of 24% over the spectrum. That was acceptable to 10 unions in the railroad industry, but not these two that are trying to make a stand here.
Have been injured in a shooting on the south side of Chicago. It took place near a baseball diamond in a city park. Three are in serious to critical condition. One condition. Former independent counsel Ken Starr, who led the investigation into Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky, has died. Loyola Lori Levinson points out.
People will remember him as a zealot who went after Bill Clinton because Clinton had an affair. Others will say that he was someone who was tethered to the rule of law. And from his perspective, no allowance should be, even if someone's lying about sex.
Ken Starr was 76. As his mother's body is set to lie in state in London, King Charles III, Ireland, CBS's Charlie Daggett reports.
The new king made an historic first trip outside mainland Britain as monarch, visiting England. The first visit from a king in around 80 years. Part of the tour of countries making up his kingdom. Well-wishers, including excited school children, line the route.
This is CBS News.
Hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.credit.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried it or gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it for $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated. Call 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Jurors began deliberating today at R. Kelly's federal trial in Chicago, but before the case was handed to them, Kelly's defense attorney made her closing argument. WBMTV's Tara Molina reports.
Starting by reminding the jury, because of Kelly's celebrity, they're not the blank slate jury Kelly is entitled to. Excuse the women who testified to sex abuse by Kelly. His defense said Kelly deserves to be viewed as a John Doe, too, reminding jurors of the burden to prove all 13 charges against Kelly individually, while calling two of the government's key witnesses liars and criminals.
The date for voting on the sale of their airline to JetBlue for about $3.7 billion. Spirit says in a regulatory filing that the vote will happen on others approve the deal. It would still need approval from U.S. antitrust regulators. That process could take several months. Spirit's board approved a central lack of shareholder support for Spirit to abandon a merger with Frontier. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Aw, honey, I can't believe you gave...
Yes. I gave my wife toe fungus for the third time. My doctor then told me that toe fungus is not just a cosmetic problem, and that it can spread, and he introduced me to a new and different routine that flushes out even the most difficult cases of fungus. It's called Crystal Flush. Call now and for a limited free for 30 days. Call 800-764-9219. That's 800-764-9219.
Truth Social, that Dick Morris's new bestseller, The Return, is a great book and urges you to get it. The Return reveals that Bedia and the Deep State have formed an alliance to stop Trump. An Amazon bestseller. Get Dick Morris The Return or see the save $28. Just call 800-NEWS-MAX. That's 800-NEWS-MAX. Or go to thereturn911.com.
Okay, now we're working. Do you go to the punishment room even before the show begins?
Okay.
It does. This is the first time in years.
You're a professional. That's what you're going to do.
That someone has been in the punish room prior to my saying hello. Sean missed. I know what button. I know what knob he missed. 3C. 3C. And you should have asked me. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here. You realize that the Ukrainians are described right now as winning? Is that correct? I mean, in the eastern region where the Russians, I was going to say Soviets, where the Russians had clearly gained control, they are being ousted. Can you imagine if you were a Russian soldier? Think about it. there's a chance that you will be maimed, a serious chance. And exactly what are you fighting for? What, the Naroda? The nation? Was it attacked? Does the average Russian have fantasies of the Soviet Empire? See, when you have a reason for fighting, you fight. But if you don't, all you want to know is, what am I life for? Ukrainians have a big reason to fight. It was attacked. They did nothing. I know there are those who say, well, they flirted with joining NATO. I did not push for Ukraine to join NATO, for the record. But do you not now understand, bordering on the Soviet Union, on Russia, would want to join NATO, who mock the talk about Ukraine joining NATO? Do they not understand that it happened is the reason nations want to join NATO? It's so interesting how people, the instinct in life is for people not to question themselves, but it's a great habit to get into. Gee, what is the weakness in what I just said? One, is there a rejoinder? So, I flirted with danger. I, the Ukraine government, flirted with danger regarding Putin and Russia, having thoughts of joining NATO. Then I am attacked. My cities are bombed. Homes are bombed. Museums. We have the possibility of a nuclear reactor being bombed. Whole villages and towns are decimated. And then you wonder why I might have... You know that Sweden and Finland want to join NATO now? You know how amazing that Finland was a verb during the Cold War. We will Finlandize our country. That the country will be neutral in the Cold War. Sweden was more anti-American than anti-Soviet. And Sweden and Finland want to join NATO? Are they too? So, people don't peace with the fact that there's evil. So they make up make-believe evils. Like America, like MAGA Republicans. It's a made-up evil. Made up. It's out of whole cloth. In the most despicable speech given in American presidential history. Move on in news cycles. It's just fascinating. Almost anything can happen and people move on in the news cycle. What is it that impels a man like Putin to want to establish the Soviet Empire? I want you to know something that is never mentioned, and I know it, but it's never mentioned. Nostalgia for the Soviet Union means nostalgia for genocide. Not only genocide, but most of the victims murder of the Soviet Union were Russians. How could you be nostalgic for the murder of tens of millions of your people? Do you know, it is sick, is to understate the case. And yet, by the way, and yet, according to a majority, that's right, a majority of Russians, say that Stalin was the greatest world who ever lived. Many of these people probably murdered by Stalin. When I say the broken moral compass that pervades the world. This is as clear an example as could possibly be offered. Ah, the good old days under Stalin, when they and worked him to death, or tortured him to death. Well, worked to death is a torture to death. Please. By the way, I made up something a long time ago. Good old days is an acronym. God. It's a false god, good old days. Not always. I speak of good old days in America. The days that I grew up, there were bad parts, and they need to be acknowledged. But the innocence that I grew up with as a child, that is available to most American children, who are taught about oral sex in elementary school, there were some good old days in the United States. It's not always a false god. It certainly is in the case of the Russians. So we have a problem, though. Don't survival can't lose. So what will he do in order to win? Ukrainians might lose if they win, and they might lose if they lose. It's a very difficult dilemma. But you got to salute the Ukrainians. You have to salute them. They will not be the same for generations. There's no question Putin has forged the Ukrainian national identity stronger than any other possible event in Ukraine. People now die for their flag. That's a very big statement. There's no question that there is more per capita in Ukraine than in America. The left has taught a generation that the American flag represents imperialism, colonialism, and racism. Famous picture and sculpture of the Marines planting the American flag on Iwo Jima stirred Americans since it happened in the 1945. What gives a typical college-age American the chills? Star-Spangled Banner won't do it. Iwo Jima won't do it. The Washington Memorial won't do it. I don't know the answer to that, but it's an important question.
The Dennis Prager Show, your pain-free studio.
There is a cell phone company that upholds your values, a cell phone company I trust to give you fair and honest pricing, Pure Talk. The cell phone company I've signed up with, Pure Talk, powers my iPhone on America's most reliable 5G network. Giving your money to Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, there's a better way. Pure Talk is veteran-owned. Their customer service team lives right. That's right, American jobs. And you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigabytes of data for just $30 a month. The average family saves over $900 a year. So why don't you make the switch and start saving today? Dial 50, say Dennis Prager, and you'll get a month for free. Again, pick up the phone, dial #250, say keyword Dennis Prager, 1 month free when you switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk is simply smarter. Wireless.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt for Key City Capital. Go there at keycitycapital.com/Hugh. You're on my radio show with Charlie Dombeck. Now, Charlie has been a practicing CPA for 30 years. He is one of the founders of Key City Capital and the wealth acceleration experts. Charlie begins by looking at your taxes to see if you've paid too much money over the past few years. He then says, this is an offer to sell. This is just telling you that Charlie can be trusted. A bunch of investments that will have great returns if they pass, and there's no guarantee of future performance, of course, but he'll help you structure your tax situation, generate tax-free cash flow. Let Charlie's tax liability. So many of our listeners have connected with him. Connect with Charlie today at keycitycapital.com/you. That's keycitycapital.com/you. You can trust Charlie. You can trust Key City Capital at keycitycapital.com.
Tom's Fried Pies is a convenient location on Highway 49 in Richland in the shopping center across from Walgreens. These pies are similar to turnovers. Delicious tender crust. Apple, apricot, blackberry,
cherry, peach, pecan, and pineapple. Want something savory? Meat pies or chicken, beef, and vegetables. Or Tex-Mex or pizza. Come in and enjoy a fried pie today. Tom'sFriedPies.com. Did you know that the average six-room house collects 40 pounds of dust each year? Local business Pure Air Consultants can solve that problem for you. Cleaning services can rid your home of the dust, dirt, and debris that may be caught in your air ducts. We can eliminate the mold, fungi, and microbes that might be polluting the air you breathe in your home. We also offer dryer vent cleaning. Mention WYAB and receive $100 off your air duct line at MyPureAirConsultants.com.
Selecting a fitting memorial for a loved one is one of the most important and difficult decisions in life. Sadler Granite Works would like to assist you. Sadler Granite Works displays a wide range of enduring granite monuments on property. All monuments have a variety of styles, sizes, and designs. Allow the Sadler family to serve alongside yours in this most difficult of seasons. 662-678. Or visit Felix or Josh Sadler at Sadler Granite Works, Highway 49 in Bentonia.
Live Oaks Golf Club is the best value in golf in the metro area. Memberships at Live Oaks start at just $75 per month with special discounts for seniors and members under 30. Offers the best greens and the coldest beer, and also delivers the best bang for your buck on single rounds. Before or after your round on Highway 49 in Pocahontas, Live Oaks Golf Club is the place to play. Get to Live Oaks today. Learn more at liveoaksgc.com.
This is Dennis Prager. Keep it here for The Dana Show. Weekdays at 11 a.m. on 103.9 W.
A time of need, whenever I'm down, I call on you, my friend.
One of the most wonderful organizations in the country is the Job Creator. They are fighting for small business. They're fighting the wokeness of the big corporations like Disney, American Express. It is astonishing when you think about it that the left has not simply they've conquered the top of everything. The top of big business. Big business is a moral cesspool. It's not new. Lenin said that, or he's attributed, the quote is attributed, they would Western compete with one another to sell us the rope which we hang them. That's what American Express is doing, that Disney is doing. They're hanging the country. The network has created a website, rockthewoke.com. Please visit it. That's all I ask you to do. RockWoke.com. I love these people. I have a... I see a picture in the New York Times magazine of this past Sunday, 2 days ago. Classroom. And there's a gigantic sign up in the classroom. The letter is a different color. It's got a picture of the globe and picture. Yeah, not a photo, a paint, you know, a drawing. And here are the words around the globe for the little kids. I don't know what age. It doesn't say what age. I hope you the world is better because you are in it. Look. So, my dear friends, I can't think of a sign. Unless your project create narcissists. And that is, look, leftism I've always regarded as a form of narcissism. I'm terrific. I am not to blame. My parents are to blame. My school is to blame. Racism is to blame. Misogyny. Homophobia is to blame. I'm terrific. It's all rooted in narcissism. This is truly a great example. I can't think of a stupider sign. Stupid? I hope you know the world is better because you are in it. When I was in elementary school, was there an analogous statement? And the answer, it would have been, if one were to utilize these words when I grew up, I hope you know that it's your obligation to leave the world a little bit better. That's very different, isn't it? Then you're better. The world is better because you're in an a-hole. Are there no such kids in any class or in that class? Is truth worthy of the spectacular compliment, by the way, in elementary school? The world is better because you're in it? And by the way, if they really believe that, wouldn't they want there to be a radical reduction in abortions? Since the world is better because of everyone who is more people in it? This is not even a pro-life argument. It's an argument based on this. The mere existence of the human makes the world better. God, I think the world is made better if you make it better. It isn't made better because you're in it. People who make the world worse. How about this for another side? Make sure you don't make the world worse. I wonder if anybody looking at this article in the New York Times, Megan, will comment on the sign. Oh, it struck me as so pathetic. It's like, it's really a big part of our problem. The narcissistic American, the way they were raised by helicopter parents, constantly worried since the moronic movement in the 1970s, started by a Democratic state senator in California, John Vasconcelos. The self-esteem movement. There's a big problem, though. Self-esteem needs to be earned. In life, everything needs to be earned. You will take out a student loan, go into massive debt, then be taught that it will be erased. It's part of this narcissism. The lesson that has war to, so that's a long time ago, that is, let's see, almost 80 years. The lesson that has not been taught to vast numbers of American kids who are in their 70s, the great lesson that has not been taught, I might do an ultimate, you know what, the great lesson that hasn't been taught, can you guess? I mean, it's so broad. There's so broad.
Perspective, gratitude.
All of that is accurate, but the ultimate less ultimate issues. They were not taught that life is hard. You and I talked about that yesterday. The abolishing of their loans, the wiping off their debt, was character of these people. The lesson is, you don't have to life's difficulties. We will do it for you.
It's back. That's right, our back to school super sale at Mazda of Jackson. That's right, school is back.
And so is carpool and traffic.
We're here to put you into a new ride so you, while saving you cash, get super low 2.9% financing for 72 months on new 2022 Mazda CX-9. Get 2.49% financing for 30 2022 Mazda CX-5s. And come see the all-new 2023 Mazda CX-50. Buy a new Mazda, and Mazda of Jackson will take care of your first purchase at no cost to you. Shop right now at MazdaofJackson.com. Plus, you can buy with confidence with a 20-year, 200
150,000-mile powertrain warranty. Have it pay top dollar for it, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. And remember, 100% credit approval is our number one goal. School is in session. So come get your deal out of Jackson, where nobody walks away because everybody saves. Our all-new state-of-the-art facility is located at 5397 I-55 Frontage Road North in Jackson. Call 991-JACKSON.com. With approved credit, select model CD over.
CBS News Brief. A small package exploded on the campus of Northeastern University. Superintendent Felipe Colon.
A search revealed a second similar package that was ultimately rendered safe by our bomb squad, and that the investigation is ongoing.
A 45-year-old male employee of the school suffered minor hand injuries. More than 100,000 commercial railroad workers are threatening to go on strike, which would affect people like Andrea Sawicki, who travels on Amtrak.
We won't be able to visit my pit stops and everybody out of work. Sorry about that. But I miss my family.
The body of Queen Elizabeth has arrived at Palace in London, says CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The coffin was received privately by King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla, and children and grandchildren, plus spouses.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's time to discuss the pontoon with Manitou at Smith Marine. When you come to Smith Marine, you'll find Manitou pontoons that have raised expectations to challenge the entire industry. V-Tune technology with quicker planing and unrivaled handling, along with dual engines, digital displays, and vessel control with a transferable warranty, make it easy to see why Manitou and Smith Marine are reimagining what's possible. And come by now with brand new inventory in stock at Smith Marine on the resin.com.
You're a good person, but maybe you found yourself in a bad situation. Maybe it's not even your fault, but either way, you're in over your head financially. A Chapter 7 bankruptcy or a Chapter 13 debt consolidation may help you. You need attorney Michael Pond. For over Michael Pond has helped financially struggling people in the Jackson area. Your solution starts with a free consultation. Michael Pond can help you. Learn MSBankruptcy.com. That's JacksonMSBankruptcy.com.
Ellis Autoplex is Rankin County's hometown dealership. By Casey and Rachel Ellis, Ellis Autoplex in Brandon is ready to help you with all of your automotive buying or selling needs. Ellis Autoplex specializes in full-size cars, too. Did you know that Ellis Autoplex can help take all the hassle out of selling your vehicle? That's right, they buy directly from the public. Shop Ellis Autoplex, Autoplex.com for no-haggle market value pricing. That's Ellis Autoplex, located at 2195 Highway 471 in Brandon.
It's time for water, and the only place to start is Vans Deer Processing and Sporting Goods of Brandon. More than just Mississippi's largest selection of guns and ammo, Vance Deer Processing and Sporting Goods reminds you to come by and get everything you need to make that next fishing trip one for the record books. Vance adapts to every season just like you do and is respected. And an exceptional business is nothing without loyal patrons, so Vance thanks you for keeping them at the top of their game. Vance Deer Processing and Sporting Goods, 68 in Brandon.
06976.
This is Who You, and listen to me every weekday at 5 a.m. Now back to Dennis Prager.
Folks, this show is now available on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com or download the app. You can also watch us on Roku and Fire Stick. Salem News Channel, the antidote to the mainstream media. An important guest to get to in a moment. Before that, I just want to remind people, especially in Southern California, that I'm giving a big talk. Important group on Thursday night, two nights from now. And that is the Jewish Republican Alliance. Believe it or not, there are Jewish conservatives. And they are...